Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. My Cuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Redding.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back here post-game. 75-35, the final score for the women's game. I'm joined now by head women's basketball coach Derek Pringle. And coach, kind of a night where a lot of things didn't go right for you guys. Really just couldn't get anything to go offensively. What can you take from this game that can help you guys out next week?
I think for us is seeing what... Hello?
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Wyndham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Oh, we just heard from head women's basketball coach Derek Pringle, who's in a pretty good mood despite losing his game by 40, I think. And he's right when he talked about this is one of those games that you'll look back at. It's kind of a joke that can be had by many in the championship video. It's the loss you look at as to say, well, this is the game where everything changed. And I think that's what they're looking for out of this win tonight. I saw him right before the game ended have one of his assistants take a picture of the scoreboard as motivation. So that team will be ready to go next Thursday against Pacific Union. I'm very confident. He said off air that he's very confident this team is going to compete for CalPAC championship. Well, we'll move on to the men's game, though, here quickly. Two teams that are very, very good. The men's team for Simpson, 8-5 overall. They played a tough 13-game schedule. They're 2-0 in the CalPAC Conference, one on the road against Cal Maritime in December, and then one on Thursday night against Benedictine. But Embry-Riddle is a team that has faced Benedictine and beat them on the road. They come into this game 8-8 and 1-1 in conference. If you look at the conference standings, Simpson is atop the standings here at the moment. Embry-Riddle, obviously, it's very early. There's still 12 games remaining. Teams have a good chance of making the CalPAC playoffs. A 3-0 start for Simpson would be the first time they've done it in school history. As we give you the starting lineups for Embry-Riddle this evening, they have the Skirtle Twins out of Meridian, Idaho. Ryan Skirtle, the point guard, the redshirt senior, at 5'11". Check that, not twins, just brothers. Logan Skirtle at 6'4". Out of Meridian, Idaho, as well. Nick Johnson, the 6'5 guard out of Anthem, Arizona. Gilbert Ibarra and Calvin Carmichael for Embry-Riddle. All time, these teams are 2-2 against one another, split last year and split 2 years ago. They're coached in his fourth season by Eric Fundalovich, assistant coach Doug Bielefus, Neil Tessman. As Embry-Riddle will look to get above 500 with a win here this evening. For Simpson, the Red Ox, coached by Todd Franklin in his second season, assistance by James Jansen, Mike Hayworth. They'll start with the same five they started with on Thursday night. It was a new lineup, taking Teon Martin out. They start with JT Branch, Aaron Berry, Jalen Cooper running the point, Blake Trent, and John Manjon for Simpson. Well, here we go. We'll take a break. We'll be back with a tip here on KCNR 1460.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Alza Wet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
We're about ready for tip-off here from Redding, California. We'll see Simpson get their starters named here shortly. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by David Van Dyke, Senior Financial Advisor at Merrill Lynch. We'll take a break for another minute and a half, and then we will be back for the tip-off here on Simpson Sports Network.
Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Reading at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Reading.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Reading's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Call 605-0770.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
We are ready for tip-off here in Redding, California on a highly anticipated Saturday night. Let's see if the Simpson University Redhawks can take on the Embry-Riddle Eagles. Here we go. Redhawks wearing their home whites with the black lettering Embry-Riddle in their blacks to go along with the yellow trimming and blue lettering. JT Branch will be going up for the tip for Simpson against Calvin Carmichael, the 6'8", 230-pound senior from Tucson, Arizona, on what should be a fast-paced action. Embry-Riddle, a team that likes to slow it down, but Simpson wants to push the floor as much as possible. Both teams averaging above 74 points per game on the season. Here we go. It's Carmichael and JT Branch talking in midcourt as we get ready. Again, the starting lineups for Embry-Riddle: Ryan Skirtle, Logan Skirtle, Nick Johnson, Gilbert Ibarra, and Calvin Carmichael. For Embry-Riddle, for Simpson, is John Manjohn, JT Branch, Blake Trent, Jalen Cooper, and Aaron Berry. Simpson coached by Todd Franklin in his second season, James Jansen, and Mike Hayworth. Of course, Embry-Riddle, as I mentioned, coached by Eric Bundlewich, a very, very good coach who has got this program up and running quickly. Here we go. Simpson will be moving to our left, Embry-Riddle to our right here this evening. As the 7:30 tip-off time, almost right on it, 7:31, as the tip is controlled by Simpson. Jalen Cooper moving to our left. He controls for Simpson against the zone. Out to Blake Trent, dumps to Aaron Berry, back to Trent in deep three-point range. Down low, John Manjohn catches, goes back out to Cooper, passes just a little bit low, but he hangs on to the catch. Shot clock down at 14. Cooper looking to attack, out to Trent. Here's a deep three on the way, knocks it down, and the Redhawks off to a good start. Blake Trent with about a 27-foot three. Simpson leads 3-0. And now, they say the shot clock didn't reset, but it definitely did. They just walked it up the floor. So 3-0 our score. 19:30 to go in the two halves. Is down low, now to Logan Skirtle, back to the basket on Aaron Berry at the right elbow. Now hands to Ibarra. Pass down low, deflected, and a foul away from the ball on John Manjohn. The pass on ball was deflected by Jalen Cooper. It was then tipped up in the air, and evidently John Manjohn pushed in the back of Calvin Carmichael. Shot clock reset to 20. As Ryan Skirtle will put it in play, looking into the post. Now he does enter in, and it's almost taken away. Carmichael now double. Aaron Berry now has a steal, keeping it inbounds to the sideline. Dumps off JT Branch. Branch gets it stripped out of bounds, and it's off his leg. It'll be Embry-Riddle ball. Good job by Embry-Riddle scrambling back. And the first turnover of the game for Simpson. Still 3-0, less than a minute gone by here in the first half of basketball. Simpson 2-0 in conference play, looking to remain undefeated. Here's a baseline drive. Now Ibarra in three-point range to Skirtle. Now Ryan Skirtle, the left angle. Back to the basket. Here comes the double team. Carmichael double to Ibarra, to Ryan Skirtle, to Logan Skirtle for three. No. Rebound. Carmichael comes away with it. It'll be a loose ball foul on Simpson. Oh, my. It's on John Manjohn, who just picked up his second. And in less than 2 minutes into this game, Manjohn has picked up his second personal. And that is not good news for Simpson. The big man, who is so important down low. Inbound now to the right side, or the far side of the floor to Johnson. They're moving it well. Look down low for Carmichael. Oh, JT Branch with the long arms has a steal. Teon Martin comes into the game, now swings up to Jalen Cooper. Cooper back to Teon Martin, who will set up the offense against the 3-2 zone. Aaron Berry to Blake Trent, deep three-point range. Teon Martin far side. Here's JT Branch, 15-footer. No. Rebound taken in by Nick Johnson. Ryan Skirtle across the midcourt logo, enters to the right side. He finds Nick Johnson, picked up by Trent. Attack the left hand, now spins back to his right. Tough shot, partially blocked. Blake Trent comes away with it. Good defense there for Simpson. The other direction, and a steal on the pass by Nick Johnson. Saves it into Logan Skirtle, a turnover. Gilbert Ibarra now stops and pox from 17. He can't get it, and Teon Martin with the rebound. Martin now up the floor to Aaron Berry to the corner, now to Trent. He'll try again for three. No. Long rebound. Cooper comes away with it. Dumps off to Blake Trent. He's fouled. It'll count. And a chance for one more at the free throw line. Great play from Jalen Cooper on the setup, who had six assists on Thursday with his first here tonight. It's 5-0. Blake Trent back to the free throw line. He's got all 5 points for Simpson. He had 22 on Thursday. And it's no good. 5-0 our score. As Ryan Skirtle brings across the timeline for Embry-Riddle. Down now to the baseline to Skirtle. Picked up closely by Aaron Berry. Carmichael doubled. Skip pass. It's deflected. Comes to Johnson. Johnson pass fake. Now throws cross court again. Ryan Skirtle to Logan Skirtle. Now up top again to Ibarra for three. No. Offensive rebound. Carmichael lays it up and in. He is such a big body down low, as I mentioned, 6'8", 230, and a tough guy to move out on rebounds. 5-2. Jalen Cooper now dumps down low. JT Branch turns back to Teon Martin to Berry. Berry gets the ball to take it out of his hands. Now he'll step back and try for three. It's an air ball. And it's taken in by Johnson. I think Berry got hit in his face on that shot attempt. Todd Franklin did not look happy with that last attempt. The selection there. Quick baseline pop. It pops in and out by Logan Skirtle, and Teon Martin corrals the rebound. Jalen Cooper now. Pedal to the metal to Teon Martin. Skips to the corner. Aaron Berry. Berry attacks. Pull up. 15-footer. This is short. Battles for a rebound. Gets it. Throws it back in, but it comes to Ibarra. Embry-Riddle now will head back to our right. Just over 3 minutes gone by. Just a handful of whistles here in the opening few minutes. Gilbert Ibarra enters now to Carmichael. Here comes the double up top to Logan Skirtle for three. Yes, we're tied at five. Well, when you double the big man, that's going to leave somebody open. The problem was is Carmichael had an easy lane to find Logan Skirtle up top. A quick, easy pass on the shot for Embry-Riddle to even the score. This Embry-Riddle team plays very good defense, keeps it a low scoring. Teon Martin. Martin, crossover dribble. Looking, getting to the, trying to find the corner to Blake Trent. Now he does. Shot clock is at four. Trent down low. Branch stepping back. Ooh, looked like he was hit on the arm. It's going to be a shot clock violation. At least it should have been. They're going to say it's out of bounds. Definitely should have been a shot clock violation. And now we have a whistle here. Jalen Cooper is going to tie his shoe here on the near sideline. Just under 16 minutes remaining in the opening half. Ryan Skirtle picked up full court by Teon Martin. 5-5. Ryan Skirtle, baseline, now to Ibarra, near side of the floor. Cooper on him, straight away now to Ryan Skirtle. Dribble handoff to Johnson. Johnson, the left angle, now to the baseline to Ryan Skirtle. Back to the basket again to Carmichael. Spins, dumps out Ibarra, another pass. Ryan Skirtle for three. Yes. Good ball movement by Embry-Riddle here early on. Their ability now to go up by three. Very nicely done. They've done it on a couple possessions. The first couple, they've got open looks, just unable to knock them down. They've hit their last two. Jalen Cooper now. Waiting for the baseline out of Teon Martin. Simpson struggling to get the ball into the paint. Martin. Martin gets inside, and he is fouled, makes the basket, but it will not count. Brandon Moss into the game. Here for Simpson, who will come in for Aaron Berry. Nope, for Blake Trent. Simpson will have it on the baseline. Tion Martin to put it in play. Lob pass. It's tipped by Carmichael and a turnover. Already the second turnover by Martin, who's only been in for a few minutes. 15 minutes remaining. Pass now to the right side. Nick Johnson in the corner, picked up by Brandon Moss. Look down low, Carmichael. Single coverage, half fake, left hand, half hook. Pops out. Brandon Moss with the rebound. 8-5 our score. Aaron Berry now to Trent. To Jalen Cooper. Berry now back to Martin. Cooper attacks to the right hand, gets into the paint, draws the contact, the foul, and he will get to the free throw line as he just missed the shot. Frustrated with himself that he missed it. And he'll get back to the free throw line. Cooper with a chance to cut it to one here at the free throw line as the first free throw is good. Moving into the starting lineup on Thursday. He started six games this year. 7 points per game. Just under four rebounds. Leads the team in steals. And second in assists. We're going to change the foul there. Second free throw no good for Jalen Cooper. 8-6. 5 minutes been played in the opening half. Baseline for Ryan Skirtle. Now looks down low to Calvin Carmichael. Here comes the double team. Skip pass. It comes down to Johnson. 18-footer. One dribble pull up. Got it. 10-6. I don't think Simpson has an answer for when they get it down to Carmichael down in the paint. They have to double. And then a quick, easy kick out has resulted in a couple buckets for Embry Riddle. This zone has been stifling for Simpson so far. They've struggled to get it in the paint. 10-6. Berry to Jalen Cooper, three-point range. Shot clock is down at 10. They haven't got it inside the three-point line yet. Berry back to Martin. 5 on the clock. Martin going to have to create. He does get inside. Dumps to the corner. JT Branch. It's blocked. And now it's tipped away. And it's going to be out of bounds. So I think they're going to say it's out of bounds, not a shot clock violation, which doesn't really matter. Caden Herbert into the game for Embry Riddle alongside Trace Edmeyer. Good defense by Martin, picking him up full court. Now Nick Johnson with it, far side, Moss on him. Gets into the paint, dumps out to Ryan Skirtle. Tip pass is deflected out of bounds. It will remain Embry Riddle ball. Connor Verdugo in. Ryan Skirtle out. So the two freshman guards, the freshman of Verdugo and the freshman of Martin, going to be going toe-to-toe here. Bad pass deflected, and here comes Simpson with a steal. Lob pass. Brandon Moss, look out, throws it down. 10-8, our score. 13 minutes to go in the first half. A little bit of momentum shifting there. Nick Johnson now to the right side of Herbert. Two dribbles, now back to the baseline. Pump fake by the young freshman. It's Verdugo trying to put it in the paint. It's deflected out of bounds. It'll be Embry Riddle ball. Now Simpson's defensive pressure stepping up. Aaron Berry's going to get a breather here. Blake Trent in. 7 minutes been played here in the first half. Nowhere to go. Almost throws it away. Comes into the big man, and he lays it up and in. Trace Edmeyer with the bucket. 12-8. Blake Trent quickly feeds back to Martin. 4-point game. Embry Riddle with the lead. Jalen Cooper inside. Martin, nice little 14-footer. It comes up just a bit short. And now almost get knocked away by Brandon Moss, but the rebound does come to Logan Skirtle. up the floor. Nick Johnson's hesitation crossover. Step back now from 18. No. Martin tracks down his third rebound. 12:20 remaining. Martin in three-point range. Dribble handoff. Blake Trent thought about it. Stutter step. Steps into an 18-footer. Money. Blake Trent, nice setup from Teon Martin. 12 to 10, excuse me. We'll have a timeout here shortly. Verdugo, pass is deflected. Out of bounds, it'll remain Embiid ball. A lot of tip passes by the Simpson defense in this first 8 minutes. Substitution is Gilbert Ibarra will race back in, replacing Nick Johnson, who has yet to get a breather. The inbound and now to Connor Verdugo. We'll have a timeout at the next whistle. Logan Skirtle up top, Ibarra swinging it from right to left. Herbert back to the corner. Verdugo and a whistle and a foul on Teon Martin, putting on the pressure. That'll get us to a timeout. 12-10 our score in the first 8 minutes of basketball. We got 12 minutes to go here in the first half on KCNR 1460.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Redding's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Redding.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Slow start here in this game. We've had a couple shots go down for each team from beyond the arc, but early on it's really been the slow play of Embiid, but they've started to pick it up a little bit, and Simpson also has began to pick up the pressure. 12-10. Our score. And Sam Peruta will put it in on the side. It'll be Caden Herbert to put it in play. He does to Trace Edmeyer, hands right back to him. Down low in the paint. Little turnaround blocked by JT Branch. Pass is deflected. Now it does come to Herbert. He travels before the shot attempt. Good defense there by Simpson. John Franklin gets up on his feet to applaud the effort on the defensive side of the basketball there. 12-10. 12 minutes remaining. First half. Cooper now to Teon Martin. Cooper crossing over to the baseline. JT Branch thought about it. Gets into the paint. Dumps off Brandon Moss and an offensive foul. First foul on Moss as he lowered his right shoulder. It is just the fourth team foul on Simpson. Caden Herbert. Logan Skirtle now straight away. Dumps down into the paint. So Edmeyer straight out to a three for Logan Skirtle is good. 15-10. Baseline. Blake Trent trying to answer. He will try again for three. No. Long rebound comes to Ibarra. 5-point game. Verdugo. Baseline. The lefty, Edmeyer, swings back out. Verdugo for three. No. Jalen Cooper with the rebound. 15-10. Trent hands off to Teon Martin. Wants an on-ball screen. He'll get it in and out with the right hand. Dump off pass. Brandon Moss gets it back. Goes up. Oh, he missed it in the late whistle on a foul. And a chance to get to the free throw line. Aaron Berry's going to return here. I think he'll relieve Jalen Cooper. Bimas, first free throw. Ooh. Short off the front of the rim. Out of Stockton, California, he transferred from Modesto JC last year. 6'5", 195-pounder. Will graduate in the spring. And the second one pops out. Still 15-10, so an empty trip from the line that time. Caden Herbert now up top as they quickly feed it down into the paint to Edmeyer. Swings to the corner. Ibarra, Simpson with good defense. Ibarra again attacks, spins, left hand, lays it in. Nice move there, and the interior defense was nowhere to be found. It's 17-10. 10 minutes to go. Tion Martin to Blake Trent. They're going to double Aaron Berry on the left angle. Now to Tion Martin, right angle, or right elbow. Up fake, up fakes again. Down low, Brandon Moss. Moss spins, goes up, lays it in. Nice setup from Tion Martin, 17-12. And Brandon Moss does a nice job of corralling himself in the paint. Herbert enters to Ibarra for Embry-Riddle. Anthony Spencer's going to check in at the next whistle for Simpson. Logan Skirtle now and an offensive foul. Away from the ball, it's an illegal screen on Gilbert Ibarra as Tion Martin was fighting through. It's already the fifth team foul on Embry-Riddle, the second on Ibarra. He'll take a seat. Sean Wood will come in for Embry-Riddle. As Tion Martin now will put it in play for Simpson. Aaron Berry now right back to Martin straight away to inside Brandon Moss. Moss faces up, little 14-footer. No, good shot attempt though for Simpson. Right into the paint, it's exactly what you want from a guy who's been attacking here early. Nick Johnson back in, attacks the baseline. Tough finish is good over Anthony Spencer. 19-12. Nick Johnson with a very nice take that time. Simpson a little stagnant offensively against the zone. They're moving it. Now they look to get it inside. Cooper to the left angle. Now to Aaron Berry. Berry down low. Brandon Moss has to come out to the three-point line to get it. Cross-court pass, Berry out to Cooper. Cooper jabs in a blocking foul as he attacked the basket, knocking over Logan Skirtle. Will be the sixth team foul. So Simpson will be at the line the rest of the first half. Shot clock reset to 20. Tion Martin, the trigger man. And they swing it back out to Aaron Berry quickly. Cooper inside. B. Moss swing out to the baseline. Almost threw it away, and he did. Sean Wood with the steal. Brandon Moss at single coverage should have just went up with it. Instead, tries to force it in a turnover. Verdugo now into Herbert at three-point range. Back to the basket to Trace Edmeyer. Here comes the double. Tries to dump it off, and it's out of bounds in a turnover. Simpson off to a slow start offensively. They're 5 of 14. Embry-Riddle, 8 of 17. Each team with 6 turnovers. Embry-Riddle with plus 3 in the rebounding total. Tion Martin to Jalen Cooper. Now to Aaron Berry to the baseline, Anthony Spencer. Spencer, the leading 3-point man a year ago. Martin off a pick. Steps into a 17-footer. This is well short. An air ball. And it'll come to Embry-Riddle. But it'll get us to a timeout. 19-12, our score. We'll take a break. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in, combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Ember Riddle with the early lead. This is kind of similar to how we saw Thursday night's game happen. The Red Hawks struggled a little bit in the first half, but then picked it up in the second. We'll see if they can turn up the pace on that before the second half gets underway. 7-point game, 19-12. Blake Trent leads Simpson in scoring. Remember, he had the first 5 points. And he has three of the five field goals for Simpson. Ember Riddle ball. They'll have to go the length of the floor. Trent has seven, by the way. He's 3 of 4 from the field. Logan Skirtle to the baseline. Sean Wood. Now down low. Nick Johnson. Johnson to Sean Wood. Wood pump face, gets the defender in the air. Pulls up. And Jalen Cooper with a block on ball. Wow. Aaron Bear in the other direction. What defense that was. Cooper jabs right, goes left. Swings up the JT Branch. 15 foot on the way. Got it. Good setup from Jalen Cooper. And he has just been re-energized. It's been brought into the starting lineup. Logan Skirtle now. Back to the basket of Calvin Carmichael. Here's the double. It's poked away. Gets it back. Swings to the corner. Here's a pump fake from Sean Wood. Wood now nowhere to go. Dumps it off again to Carmichael. Backdoor feed. A shot is blocked. And a foul on Aaron Berry. I think that's going to be his second. Nope, just his first. Blake Trent is going to come in for somebody here. Johnson's first free throw is good. Johnson, the leading scorer on this team at 15 points per game, but just a 58% free throw shooter. He's only tried 35 attempts from downtown at 20%, but he's very, very good from inside the three-point line at 52%. Also averages 7 rebounds a game. 21-14, 7-point lead for the Eagles. 7 minutes remaining in the first half. Aaron Berry now to Teon Martin at the three-point range, looking to the high post against this zone. Again to Martin. Again, they're trying to find those holes. Cooper jabs right, goes left. Little pull-up floater. No. Rebound tipped. And it comes out, and it's not picked up by anyway. Now it's finally grabbed by Ember Riddle. Got it, but it went through like 5 or 6 hands for Ember Riddle before being squeezed. 21-14. 6.5 remaining here in the first half. Logan Skirtle to the right side is Sean Wood. Back to the basket now to Nick Johnson. Double team. Skip pass. Another skip pass. Back to the corner. Good rotation. Johnson back out again. Sean Wood for three. No. Good defense by Simpson. And a foul away from the ball on Calvin Carmichael. And that'll get Blake Trent to the line to shoot free throws. Good defense there by Simpson. Rotating after the good ball movement and still getting a hand in the shooter Sean Wood's face, who then airballed. And now Blake Trent will head to the free throw line. Simpson's best free throw shooter. He's 0 for 1 tonight. See if Trent can hit the first and see the second here on the 1 and 1. First one is good. 21-15. Before that, Simpson was just 1 of 5 from the free throw line. On Thursday, remember, they got to the line a lot. They were 34 for 43. Second one, also good. 21-16. Ryan Skirtle now brings it up against Teon Martin. They enter now to the right side to Logan, or left side to Logan Skirtle. Now up top to Nick Johnson. Johnson looking for space to Ryan Skirtle. Down low, bad pass, taken away. Here comes Simpson in transition. 3-on-2. Martin, skip pass. Trent, open 3 on the way. No. Rebound, JT Brand. Second chance. Another shot for Trent, not this time. And everybody yelling at Trent to shoot the basketball. Second chance for Simpson. Down low, Tion Martin. He'll try for three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 21-19. Martin hits his first triple of the evening. Back to a two-point game after a 5-0 run. Here comes Ryan Skirtle. Crossover drill picked up by Martin. Looks out, finds Nick Johnson. Down to Logan Skirtle, and a whistle and a foul here is on Aaron Berry, trying to fight through the screen. His second. It's the 16th foul. It's kind of lifted up. Logan Skirtle trying to get below the screen. Zach Burns is going to come in for Berry here for the first time. And now they line up at the free throw line. Here comes 19-29. Here's a quick catch and fire. Three from Logan Skirtle is good. With a hand right in his face, that answers Simpson's 5-0 run, 24-19. 5:18 remaining in the first half against this zone again. Trent baseline, looking for room. Back to Martin, threw it away. Nick Johnson with a steal. Johnson 2-on-2 break. Goes at to Cooper, missed the lay-in. Rebound Trent, up the floor for Simpson. Trying to come back, finds Martin. Gets to the middle of the floor. Martin gets right inside. He goes up, he's fouled, and it will not count. A chance to shoot 1-1 at the free throw line. What a nice take by Tion Martin, carving up the defense. And he will shoot the 1-1 at the free throw line. First free throw from Martin is good. He'll get to see the second. 24-20. Again, a low-scoring game so far, but it can pick up so quickly. Knocks down both. So Tion Martin with a good first half. 24-21. He's brought a nice spark off the bench with five points. Corner three from Logan Skirtle is good. One pass, catch and shoot, 27-21. Tion Martin hands to Jalen Cooper, right back to Martin. Martin out of Jalen Cooper. Cooper looks, finds JT Branch, pump fakes. Now he'll attack, goes up, little fall away, rattles in and out, no good. Rebound to Nick Johnson. Caden Herbert now will bring it up against Jalen Cooper. Herbert enters the Logan Skirtle, picked up by Zach Burns. Nick Johnson on him. Johnson with the basketball, dribbles to his left. Hands now to Trey Sedmeyer, who steps into a 15-footer. No. Zach Burns tracks down the rebound for Simpson. Pings it across midcourt. Burns to the corner to JT Branch. Swings out. Here is Blake Trent. His three is blocked, and it comes to Logan Skirtle. 27-21. Amber Riddle with the lead, with the ball under four to play in the first half. Ryan Skirtle now enters to Nick Johnson. To Ed Meyer down low, and a whistle and a foul on Zach Burns, and that's going to get Logan Skirtle back to the line. He'll shoot the 1-1. Alex Andrews will come in for Simpson. And Zach Burns out. And Burns struggled a little bit with guarding Logan Skirtle. Had six quick points and looking for more here. 27-21. Free throw is good. 28-21. .343 remaining. Knocks down both. 29-21. It's an eight-point game. Martin against this zone. Now to Blake Trent, to Alex Andrews. Another sharpshooter off the bench for Coach Todd Franklin. Martin to Trent in three-point range. Now to JT Branch. Back to his basket at the right elbow. Cooper, shot clock's at 13. Comes off a pick. Swings out Andrews. Good look at three. Got it. That's what he's in the game to do. Alex Andrews with the triple. 29-24. 3:15 to go. You got to love that Simpson's bench is into this game. Nick Johnson, baseline drive, step back, it's stripped, and it comes back to Johnson. Here comes the double. Now a pass fake, up top to Ryan Skirtle, into the paint, out to Ryan Skirtle, pump fake, and a travel. What good rotation that was. The ball went from four different Emerito players across the floor. And everybody flying in the direction of offensive players. A timeout is called by Embry-Riddle, a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break, we'll stay here. 3 minutes to go, 29-24, and the Redhawks still shooting below 40%, 8 of 22, 36 points. 5 points for Teon Martin off the bench, but Blake Trent is Simpson's leading scorer with 9, 3 of 6 from the field, 2 of 5 from 2 of 3 from the free throw line, Logan Skirtle has been doing most of the heavy lifting for Embry-Riddle. 14 points, 4 of 5 from beyond the arc. There's been the main difference. They are 5 of 9 overall and 43% from the field in general. Turnover numbers almost identical, a plus 4 advantage for Embry-Riddle on the glass, but both teams just with a few offensive rebounds. It's been primarily the poor shooting of Simpson that has resulted in the more rebounds for Embry-Riddle. 10 assists for Embry-Riddle, 7 for the Redhawks. 29-24, we resume play. Martin moving to our left with Jalen Cooper, Alex Andrews, Blake Trent, and JT Branch. T.L. Martin, a deep three. No. Yeah, it's too early in the offense to be taking that. Martin out to Logan Skirtle. Back to the basket. Now they find Trace Edmeyer. Turn around and Nick Johnson. No basket. And a foul away from the ball is going to be on Martin. That will get Nick Johnson to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Martin just picked up his second. Free throw, no good. So the front end of the 1-1 missed. Here comes Simpson in the other direction. Jalen Cooper, who I don't believe has gotten a breather in this game. Out to Alex Andrews, who hit that last triple. Cooper attacks, gets into the paint, hangs in the air, missed it. Off the tree on Branch, goes back up. He missed it as well. Two easy chances for Simpson, both unable to go down. Trace Edmeyer with the rebound for Embry-Riddle. Herbert almost loses the handle on it to the corner to Ryan Skirtle. Right back to Herbert. Shot clock is at 15. They set up Logan Skirtle. Now to the far side, Nick Johnson. Ryan spinning, and it's through his hands and a steal. Here comes Simpson in transition, 3-on-1. Teon Martin. Martin, and he lost it. Out of bounds, turnover. A 3-on-1 chance that's got to be a lay-in. Instead, a turnover. Lost it through his hands. 29-24. Todd Franklin still being encouraging on the sidelines, understandably frustrated at that last play, but knows that things like that just happen sometimes. Herbert straight away to Ryan Skirtle, now to the baseline of Logan Skirtle, it's to his legs, Anders spins and comes away with a steal. Nicely done there, 29-24. What a presence. Alex Anders has been off the bench, JT Branch spins right, back to the corner, Anders stutter steps in, sends up Branch, two-hand flush! What a great possession that is for Simpson, 29-26. 1:20 to go here in the first half. What a setup it was from Andrews, who's got 3 points and a quick assist in just a few minutes. 1 point or 3 points, one possession game, and a foul away from the ball is going to be on Simpson again. Fighting through screens, it's on Andrews, and that again will get Embry-Riddle to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Just the first foul on Andrews. Zach Burns is in. 1:13 to go. So Logan Skirtle will shoot the 1-1, who has already had a very nice night, as I mentioned earlier. 14 points. He's hit two of his first two free throws, but he misses the free throw, and now Jalen Cooper has the rebound. 2-1 in, front end of the 1-1's missed. Simpson has a chance to tie it with a three. Trent, he'll try to tie it. No! Rebound comes to Trace Edmeyer. And another deep attempt from Blake Trent. Under a minute remaining in the first half. Far side of the floor, Caden Herbert. Baseline drive from Nick Williams. It's blocked by Cooper. Gets it back. It's tipped off the back of the backboard. Out of bounds. It'll remain Embry-Riddle ball with 17 on the shot clock. 29-26. Inbound quickly to Edmeyer. Goes up, missed it. Rebound. Here comes Jalen Cooper in transition. 3-on-2. Cooper right to the rack. Lays it in. Pedal to the metal on that possession. And now a 12-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. 29-28. Embry-Riddle has led for the last 18 minutes. Branch falls over inside. Here's an open three for Herbert. Good. The game clock should have stopped there. That'll allow Justin Nieto to come in. So Simpson will have the ball for the final possession, trailing by four here in this first half. It was a strange possession. The ball was entered into the post, and it looked like JT Branch might have had his toe stepped on, and then he fell back, which allowed a wide-open three attempt from Herbert. Jalen Cooper now, as they're saying, last shot as they bring it across midcourt. Game clock is at 17, and they're going to hold it. Andrews to Justin Nieto. Back to Jalen Cooper. Shot. Game clock now at 10 seconds. Blake Trent to Jalen Cooper. Cooper crossing over. Gets into the paint. Throws into the corner. It's knocked out of bounds. Simpson ball with 3.9 seconds remaining. 32-28. Out to JT Branch. Branch will try a deep three at the horn. No. And that's going to end the first half of basketball. Another night for Simpson where they don't play their best basketball, but still just trail by four at the half. We'll see if they can do what they did on Thursday night and come back and take the lead. We'll be back here for the halftime report here on KCNR 1460.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket to 300 acres of fun, with free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year, plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you a year-round access for less than $7 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. Give me everything.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
this Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Back here at the half, 32-28, Simpson trailing by four. We'll give you the halftime stats brought to you by tonight's sponsor, David Van Dyke, who is actually in attendance tonight, the Merrill Lynch Senior Financial Advisor. Simpson Love, David Van Dyke will give you the best advice you need for your finances, for you and your family. Jalen Cooper, who only had 3 points, provided a nice spark in 18 minutes. He did, in fact, get a breather. I was wrong on that. JT Branch, 2 of 9 from the floor with just 4 points. I'm sure that'll come up. He's a guy who's getting good looks. 3 of 7 for Blake Trent, 9 points. He leads Simpson in scoring. Martin with 5, Brandon Moss with 4, and Alex Andrews with 3. 7 turnovers for Simpson, 10 for Embry-Riddle. But Embry-Riddle also had 11 assists. The rebounding total I mentioned about midway through the half was not greatly in favor of Embry-Riddle, just minorly, and now it has jumped to being just a five rebound advantage for the Eagles. So we'll see if that continues. But the big name, Logan Skirtle, 14 points in that first half, 4 of 7. He knocked down 4 triples. And it was a very, very good first half for that young man. 11 of 25 for Embry-Riddle on 44% from the field. Simpson just 33%. Those are your main differences so far. I forgot to mention the officials for tonight's game, Alonzo Maxwell, Eric Taylor, Mark Gray. Did a very nice job in that first half. There was a lot of physicality. Simpson handled it well, and I imagine we're going to see more of it. A couple of foul trouble for Embry-Riddle early on. It made them have to go deeper into their bench. Simpson also going deeper into the bench, so we'll see if we see more of the same in the second half. We'll take a break. We'll come back to talk more about this one on KCNR 1460.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We plow
four-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and five-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Back here on KCNR 1460, Connor Sutton here along with you here at the half, 32-28. Things we'd like to see improved here before the half. Remember, John Manjohn, Simpson's big man, was out in less than a minute and a half because of two fouls. He'll be back in the second half, so that's a big key. I like the minutes from Alex Andrews for Simpson, who hasn't played many minutes this year, but came in, hit a three, and did a nice job defensively as well. Had a nice setup for a two-hand flush for JT Branch as well. Simpson, I imagine, would look to get the ball more inside against that zone, but I think they've gotten a number of pretty good shots, so I think they'll be okay as they head into the second half. You like the way they played defensively, and despite being down four, it's strange to say this, but it feels like they almost even have an advantage going into the second half. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back with the start of the second half here on KCNR 1460.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Reading at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Reading.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Reading's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Call 605-0770.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 32-28 is Ember Riddle with the ball to start the second half. Calvin Carmichael gets the feed into the paint. Now swings out Gilbert Ibarra for three. No, passes to, or shot, rebound is deflected out of, not out of bounds. Saved by Logan Skirtle. Now to the baseline, Nick Johnson. Second chance opportunity. Johnson into the paint. Little floater, missed it. John Manjohn with the rebound for Simpson. Manjohn up the floor for the Red Hawks. Hands to Aaron Berry. Berry down low, intending for Cooper, and a turnover. Well, not the way that Simpson wanted to start it, but that's okay. 32-28. Here's a little floater from Calvin Carmichael, no, and the rebound comes to Simpson. Moving to our right, Aaron Berry jabs right, goes left. Now to Blake Trent. Trent out to Berry, almost threw it away. Trent now, baseline to John Manjohn. Manjohn to Trent, nice little pocket pass. Into the paint to Berry, lost the handle on it. Berry will step into a 17-footer, knocks it down. Aaron Berry, 32-30. I think this game is going to pick up as far as pace in this second half. Ryan Skirtle, tip pass. It is deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Gilbert Ibarra. Shot clock's down to 11. Dumps out Nick Johnson. Shot clock now down to 9. Back to the basket. Calvin Carmichael, ooh, got away with the travel. Now hands to Ibarra. Swings out Ryan Skirtle from downtown. Short, Blake Trent with the rebound. Simpson with a chance to tie it with a 2 or take the lead on this possession. Cooper jabs right, goes or left, jabs left and went right and was fouled. And the foul is on Ryan Skirtle, his first. Todd Franklin directing traffic on the sideline for Simpson. Now as they will get it on the baseline, 24 on the shot clock. Pass is deflected in, and now Jalen Cooper luckily comes away with it. Swings out Trent, three for the lead. Got it! 35, 33, 32. What a big shot there from Trent, who's at double figures with 12. Gilbert Ibarra now to the baseline. Up top now to Ryan Skirtle. Skirtle jabs right out to Johnson. Logan Skirtle, near side to Ibarra. 33-32, down low to Calvin Carmichael. Half hook is good. They go single coverage that time, which I think is the right adjustment at the half. And Embry-Riddle regains the lead, 34-33. Blake Trent enters to Jalen Cooper. Cooper puts it on the floor and picked up his dribble early. Now to Medjon. Jabs right, goes left, hangs in the air. Foul! And it counts! And a chance for one more at the free throw line. 35-34, Simpson takes the lead. And now John Medjon, who has spent a lot of today working on his free throws, will head to the stripe. And it's an air ball. 35-34. Nick Johnson now. Back to the basket. Calvin Carmichael. Pass fake. Now he does swing it to Ibarra from downtown. No. Rebound comes to JT Branch. Kind of a gift there on that miss. Simpson trying to extend their lead. 35-34. Cooper to Aaron Berry, three-point range. Berry calling out a different play against the 2-3 to Jalen Cooper, right side. Into the paint, Blake Trent, pump fake. Now out to John Manjon, hesitation dribble. Cooper goes behind the back with the dribble, now to Aaron Berry. Berry jabs right, goes left, gets into the paint. He hangs in the air, no. Rebound, Manjon leads it up and in. He was there to clean up the nest. 37-34. Berry wanted a foul call, didn't get it, but didn't complain too much as Manjon was able to finish with the lay-in. Nick Johnson, left side of the floor. Simpson is with a whole lot of firepower here this second half. Baseline drive. Carmichael makes the catch. Here's Logan Skirtle for three. Good. His fifth triple of the night. We're back even at 37. And a timeout is called by Embry-Riddle as the pace has picked up dramatically here in this second half. The 32nd will become the media timeout. We will take a break. We're even at 37. With 16 minutes to go in the second half on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 16 minutes remaining in the second half, 37-37. Simpson has come out of the half revved up. They will go the length of the floor, moving to our right. As we put the ball in play, it's Cooper with Aaron Berry, Blake Trent, John Manjon, and JT Branch. Berry on the far side of the floor, dribble handoff now to Jalen Cooper. Back to Berry. They're trying to overload him here. Now Berry looking for space out to Trent in three-point range. Trent down low. Jalen Cooper spins, throws it back out to Berry, and with 15 on the shot clock. Manjon creating space, gets in the paint. He's fouled. He'll get to the free throw line. Logan Skirtle hit the deck hard, and I'm not completely sure why. He did that earlier today as well in the first half. 37-37. So John Manjon will head to the free throw line. Todd Franklin says to Manjon, use a little more legs on this one after airballing the three-point play opportunity a few moments ago. 37-37. First one, off the back of the iron, no good. Second one for Manjon. He is good. And the crowd erupts. Simpson takes the lead, 38-37. Here's Ryan Skirtle. Crossover dribble, dumps out now to Logan Skirtle. Picked up tightly by Aaron Berry. Nick Johnson now on the catch. Looks to the corner. He finds Ryan Skirtle. They get it to Calvin Carmichael. Here comes the double. Tries to dump it out. Swings to Ibarra. Ibarra goes up. Missed it. Good defense by Manjon. He comes away with the rebound. What a great defensive play there by Simpson. Aaron Berry on the catch on the right side of the floor. Lob pass picked off. Here comes Nick Johnson. One-on-one to the rack. Stripped and a foul. And he'll get to the free throw line to shoot two. Good foul there by Cooper. And kind of one of those turnovers that makes you scratch your head. No real reason to try and make that skip pass. Good anticipation by Nick Johnson. Those long arms at 6'5", able to reach out and get a finger on it to poke it in the positive direction for Embry-Riddle. At the line to tie the game as Simpson leads by one, 38-37. First one does tie the game at 38. Second one, also good. So Embry-Riddle regains the lead, 39-38. 15 minutes to go. Seems like this game is going to come right down to the wire. Blake Trent enters to Jalen Cooper. Scoop pass, John Manjon lays it in with the left hand. That is great execution and a beautifully drawn up play by head coach Todd Franklin. 40-39. Gilbert Ibarra now to the baseline, Nick Johnson. Johnson swings to Logan Skirtle for three. Good. Logan Skirtle with his sixth triple of the night. He's keeping Embry-Riddle in the game, 42-40. Wow. Blake Trent, Jalen Cooper. Cooper digs his way to the rack, swings out now to JT Branch. Branch to any travel. Trying to get a little too fancy there. Logan Skirtle is 6 of 7 from beyond the arc with 20 points. He leads all scorers in the contest. 42-40. Nick Johnson now, left side of the floor, picked up by Blake Trent. Now to Ibarra, who stutters. Well, I thought he shifted his feet, maybe not. Logan Skirtle now back on the left side of Johnson. Goes to work, out to Ryan Skirtle. Stutter step, gets into the paint. Little floater from 14, rings in and out, no good. John Manjon with the rebound for Simpson. 42-40, the Redhawks trail by two. Jalen Cooper attacks, goes right to the rack, dumps out JT Branch, goes up, lays it up, foul, and a chance for two at the line. It is the third foul on Logan Skirtle, and that is a huge advantage for Simpson, who might have to sit out. He has been the main offensive threat in this game for Embry-Riddle. Branch's first free throw, no good. JT's had a tough night from the field tonight, but maybe a free throw can get him going as he misses the first. Branch, pretty good free throw shooter. But he's 0 of 2 on the night. He's also just 2 of 9 from the field. Hasn't shot a field goal in the second half. Knocks down the second, 42-41. Embry-Riddle still with the one-point advantage. Here's Verdugo. Now to the right side of the floor to Ibarra in three-point range. Picked up by JT Branch to Herbert, who hit a three earlier. Looking to enter it on the right side. Now dribbles all the way over to the left side angle. Down low, Carmichael. Single coverage. Swings it out. Down to the corner. Good defense by Simpson. Back out again. Verdugo, no. Tip, no. And Manjon, it's tipped out of the foot of Blake Trent out of bounds. It's a jumping contest on the rebounds as it was tipped up in the air three or four times and then tipped down off of Blake Trent's foot. 42-41. Into the paint. Here comes the double from the baseline. Short. Manjon tips it. Trying to keep it alive. Can't. Ibarra now into the paint. Up and under with the lay-in is good by Trace Edmeyer. 44-41. Couple of breaks not going Simpson's way in the last couple defensive possessions. Blake Trent to Deion Martin. Enters now to Jalen Cooper. Pass fake. Tipped, and it comes to Blake Trent on the baseline. John Manjon. No look pass to Martin. Crosses over. Gets into the paint. Sets up to Jalen Cooper. Back to Martin. Martin, one dribble pull up from 17. Short. But he tracks down his own rebound. Great hustle by Deion Martin. Skip pass. Blake Trent. He'll try. Through three. Got it. We're tied at 44. Blake Trent with another triple on the great setup from Deion Martin after keeping the play alive. 44-44. And a whistle and a foul here is on Jalen Cooper. Ibarra to Verdugo to the rack. Edmeyer lays it in. And now we have a whistle here. We're going to do a foul check, I believe, here on the team fouls. I think they're saying that the foul count should be 4-2. So they do make the change. Deion Martin with Jalen Cooper, JT Branch, Blake Trent, John Manjon. Martin enters to Jalen Cooper. Back to Martin in three-point range. Now to Cooper. They're going to overload it here. Against this zone. 15 on the clock. To Branch. Now back to Martin. 10 on the clock. Blake Trent pump fake. It looks into the paint. It's deflected. Back to Martin. 7 on the clock. Martin's going to have to create. Wants an on-ball screen. Crosses over. Gets to the right side. And he is fouled. And Simpson will get a fresh shot clock. Or check that. They'll get the shot clock at 20 on the baseline. The foul is on Kilbert Ibarra. His third personal. Martin looks in, finds Trent. Trent again for three. No. Long rebound comes to Branch, but Branch goes to the ground, and Nick Johnson has it. 2-on-1, and now spinning out is Verdugo. He'll reset Verdugo back to the baseline. Center step right to the rack. He goes up. The reverse layup. No good. He gets his own rebound. Layup. No, and a foul, and a chance for one more. Or for two more, excuse me. The shot was blocked. He got it back and then was fouled. 46-44. Embry-Riddle on top. Verdugo trying to extend the lead. The first free throw clanks off the front of the iron. Barry in for Cooper. Moss in for Branch. 46-44. And the rebound comes to John Manjon. 0-for-2 at the line for Connor Verdugo on that trip. Under 12 minutes remaining in the second half. Blake Trent back to Aaron Barry. Barry back to Martin. Martin inside. John Manjon double. Back to Barry for three. Yes! Simpson regains the lead. Barry knocks down the triple. 47-46. 11:30 to go. Verdugo now out to Herbert. Three-point range to Nick Johnson. Right side, Ibarra, the baseline drive, drop-off pass, deflected, lay-in, no. Rebound comes to Manjon. Here comes Simpson in transition. Martin gets inside, drops off Brandon. Moss taken away. What a steal and a deflection by Nick Johnson. 47-46. Gilbert Ibarra now enters to Verdugo, gets into the paint, a whistle and a foul on Deion Martin trying to fight over the screen. And I believe that's going to be his third. .21 on the shot clock as Verdugo is going to put it in play on the baseline here. They do. They get it in to Trace Edmeyer, who up fakes, now swings out. Center step for Johnson. His shot attempt is no good in the foul. And I think that one's going to be number three on John Manjon. Yep. His third. Still 11 minutes remaining, and you got obviously got to be careful, but it might be early enough to where you can leave him in. But as I said, that Todd Franklin summons JT Branch, I imagine it would be for Manjohn. Johnson to shoot two. First one is short. Trent out, Manjohn out, Cooper in, and JT Branch in. Ember Riddle just 8 of 16 from the free throw line here tonight. They've missed their last three. Johnson trying to tie the game at 47. It is no good. Wow. 47-46. Jalen Cooper now. Aaron Berry on the far side of Blake Trent. Back to Cooper for Simpson, trying to extend their lead. Cooper to Trent. Deep three-point range. Coop jabs right, goes left. Berry looks in, finds Moss. Moss pass fakes, and he traveled. So Emory Riddle will get it back, but they trail by one. 47-46, just over 10 minutes remaining. Caden Herbert swings down to Verdugo. Up top to Logan Skirtle, who's been the sharpshooter tonight. Edmeyer, the turnaround with the left hand, is good inside off the glass. And Emory Riddle regains the lead, 48-47. Cooper quickly puts it in play now to Aaron Berry. They're trying to get back into their offense quickly, trying to catch Emory Riddle snapping. Brandon Moss, a little 15-footer, rattles it home. Brandon Moss gives Simpson the lead, 49-48. We've had seven lead changes the past 4.5 minutes. Logan Skirtle, pass fake, swings to Johnson now on the baseline. Pauses, now looks for the double team. Back out to Logan Skirtle, catching fire for three. It's good. He's hit seven triples tonight. 7 of 8 from downtown, 51-49. Jalen Cooper now to Blake Trent. Trent back to Cooper. Cooper, got to make someone guard him. He does. Gets in, finds Moss. Moss back to Trent. Trent, one dribble. He's going to pull up again for three. Answers with a triple of his own. Again, the Redhawks regain the lead. 52-51. Back and forth we go as we get to the 10-minute mark in the second half. Branch goes for a steal. Can't get it. Logan Skirtle dumps back out to the point guard as Verdugo gets into the paint. And an offensive foul as Brandon Moss takes the charge. With a big smile on his face as he gets off the floor. 52-51. 9:17 remaining. Verdugo out. Ryan Skirtle back in. Simpson will be at the line the rest of this game. It's the sixth team foul. Just 5 for Embry-Riddle. Could be a lot of free throws in our future. Aaron Berry catches hands back to Cooper. To Aaron Berry now. Blake Trent, pump fake again. He'll try again for three. Foul, and he'll get a chance to shoot at three free throws at the free throw line. Ryan Skirtle does not like the foul call. And I thought he got him on the arm, and this will get Blake Trent to the free throw line to shoot three free throws. Trent is 22 of 26 on the year at 85%. Simpson's second leading scorer at 14 points per game now after a very nice couple of games over 20 in his last two. Knocks down the first, extends Simpson's lead to 2-2, 53-51. Blake Trent tonight, as he awaits in the second one, has 19 points. With that free throw, he's got 20 for three consecutive games. 6 of 11 from the floor, 4 of 9 from downtown, and 4 of 5 from the free throw line with 4 rebounds and a couple of steals. Trying to extend the lead to a 2-possession game. He does just that. It's the first time Simpson has led by 3 or more tonight. It's 55-51. 9 minutes to go here from the Grant Center on a Saturday night. Baseline drive, tough shot attempt, and it is out of bounds. Intended for Ryan Skirtle. It'll be Simpson basketball. The baseline drive by Caden Herbert. He got up in the air, realized he had nowhere to go, tried to throw it to Skirtle, and it's a turnover. 55-51. Cooper with Trent, Berry, Moss, and Branch. Baseline now. Blake Trent looking for room. Now to Jalen Cooper. Cooper looking into the paint to Barry. Barry fakes the pass on the baseline. Back to Cooper. Jabs right, goes left. Spins, hangs in the air. Tough shot. It's no good, but a foul. And a chance for two at the line. Jalen Cooper, so agile and so quick and also shifty. One of the toughest covers in the Cal Pack. The senior guard out of Fairfield will head to the free throw line. Cooper, 71% free throw shooter at 7 points per game. He knocks down free throw number one. Now it's starting to look at the free throw numbers. Embry Riddle has struggled, and Simpson is 10, now 11 of 16, where Embry Riddle is 6 of 12. Second one, also good, 57-51. Largest lead of the night yet again. Six-point game. Caden Herbert to the baseline to Logan Skirtle, who's kept Embry Riddle in this game. Trace Edmeyer, turnaround, the half hook, no good. Rebound comes to Blake Trent. Here comes Simpson looking to extend their lead. Cooper puts on the brakes across the midcourt, logo to Blake Trent. Right back to Cooper, who now will slow it down. Barry. Cooper out to Trent. Truly has limitless range. Into Cooper. Cooper stops, back to Moss. Moss goes up, lays it in. What a setup from Jalen Cooper. 59-51. 8-point lead. We'll have a timeout at the next whistle. And I check that. Eric Fundelich is going to take one on his own. A big run for Simpson as they take the lead and now have extended it to 8 here with just under 8 minutes remaining in the ball game. 59-51. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
59-51, 8 minutes remaining in the contest. 18 fouls on Embry Riddle, 5 on Simpson. It is an 8-point game here at the moment. They're going to go over and check something here with the book. Question is, what are they checking? I think the foul total on the scoreboard is incorrect. It is, in fact, correct. So, we'll resume play. Here we go, Embry Riddle. We'll pick it back up to Caden Herbert. Herbert with Barry on him. Now up top to Logan Skirtle. Looks into the paint. Calvin Carmichael. Mark back out. Good defense here by Simpson. Herbert looking in. Again, they find Carmichael. He's going to get doubled. Nowhere to go. Now goes up, and he's fouled. With 7 on the shot clock. And Calvin Carmichael will get to the free throw line. Carmichael is 75% free throw shooter at 33 for 34. First one is good. As now there's a blue screen behind it. There we go. Now it's off. 7-point game, and Carmichael hits the second. Now a 6-point game. 7:30 to go. Aaron Berry to Blake Trent, 3-point range. To Jalen Cooper. Shot clock down to 15. Berry guarded closely, again in deep 3-point. Cooper, he'll try for three. He's got it! 62-53, Hammer Knight Jalen Cooper, who's also got 7 assists, now in double figures. 9-point game with 7 to go. Down low Carmichael, here comes the double, trying to find a place to give it to him. He does out to Herbert. Skip pass, and it's a turnover. We're going to take a break. We'll be back 62-53 here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, Michael with Hokomas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokomas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokomas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokomas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokomas.net, or like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Here out of the timeouts. 6:49 remaining. Gilbert Ibarra crossing over with behind the back dribble, swings out. Here's an open three from Nick Johnson. No. JT Branch corrals the rebound. 62-53. Trent hands to Aaron Berry, now to Jalen Cooper. 9-point game. Shot clock again down to 11. Berry out to Cooper. Cooper will jab left. Go right. Gets into the paint. JT Branch. Baseline 18-footer. No. Brandon Moss can't come away with a rebound. It comes to Ryan Skirtle. 6 minutes to go. Simpson goes for a steal. Nick Johnson to the rack. He's fouled, and he'll get to the line to shoot two. So Nick Johnson, who just missed a pair earlier, will head back to the line. The first one pops out, and the Redhawks are benefiting greatly from the Embry-Riddle's inability to knock down free throws. This one is also short. Jalen Cooper with the rebound. Nick Johnson and Embry-Riddle's below 50% on the game from the free throw line. Cooper to Aaron Berry. Now to Blake Trent. Trent now down low to Cooper. He's going to have a little floater. Knocks it down. Great execution from Simpson. Cooper had a wide open little floater from about 10 feet away. And it's now an 11-point game. 64-53, largest lead of the night for Simpson. Johnson looking down low. Has Carmichael. Little half hook. Goes up again. Manny lays it in. Simpson kind of just waiting and buying time until John Manjack can come back in and stop that big fella down there. 64-55. Simpson with the lead. Blake Trent now. Skip pass. Aaron Berry. Stutter step. Gets into the paint. Sets up. JT Brandt. Dunks. It's home. What a setup from Berry. And Branch with the unbelievable throwdown. 66-55. Gilbert Ibarra. Down low to Carmichael. Carmichael waiting. Back to the baseline to Ibarra, who's cut off. Spins, nowhere to go. Ryan Skirtle, it's down to 15. He'll try for three. No. Long rebound, it comes to Embry Riddle. Second chance, right over Aaron Berry is Vic Johnson, who lays it in. 66-57. Back to nine. Blake Trent, dribble handoff to Aaron Berry. Cooper in three-point range. Berry trying to split the floor now to Blake Trent. He'll try again for three. Got it! 69-57. 12-point lead. Trent has 24 points to lead all scorers. Ryan Skirtle in the paint. Gets right under the basket. Now dumps out. Here's Nick Johnson. Steps into a little 14-footer. It's blocked by Branch. Out of bounds. 4 minutes remaining. Eric Fundelich wanted a timeout, or excuse me, wanted a foul call, didn't get it. And now to Carmichael. Now to Ibarra, and a foul away from the ball is on Aaron Berry, his third. And that will get Ember Riddle to the line to shoot the one and one where they have struggled tonight. And we'll see here. And if he can knock down the free throws. There's some fluid on the floor here from where I believe Skirtle took a spill. So he will get to the free throw line. Skirtle has had a monster night. Knocks down the first. That's the first free throw we've hit. They've missed, or they've knocked down in quite a while. 69-58. Misses the free throw. Offensive rebound, though, for Ember Riddle. Still 4 minutes to go. Lots of time left. Carmichael back to the basket. Half hook with the left hand. Pops out, but then tipped in. Nope, but it's going to be basket interference. And Eric Fundelich is going to say that that should have been. Oh, man, and he's very frustrated with that call. And I actually think he's got a little bit of a case. 69-58. Aaron Berry. Here comes a little three-quarter court press. And Aaron Berry just threw it away. Wow. Ryan Skirtle. Back now to Nick Johnson. Johnson into the paint. It's blocked by Jalen Cooper. And Berry now has it. And they'll take a timeout. Wow. What a block from Jalen Cooper. 69-58. 3.5 minutes to go. And Eric Fundelich is out near midcourt wanting a foul call, wanting a basket interference. He wants it all. We will take a break. 11-point game on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
69-58. The intensity is building with every moment here from the Grant Center on a Saturday night. Red Hawks trying to improve to 3-0 in conference play. And 9-5 overall. Ember Riddle trying to improve to 2-1 in the Cal Pack. There comes a little bit of pressure as Jalen Cooper will just quickly get open, and it's going to be a little 1-2-2 press. Three-quarter court. Cooper swings to Blake Trent. Trent's going to get doubled. Now skip past Brandon Moss. Moss will quickly pump fake. Goes up. No. Danny Berry with the tip slam. Oh, my goodness. 71-58. 3 minutes to go. Ryan's girl dumps to Calvin Carmichael. Pump fake reverse layup. Good. Cooper now. Lob pass to Berry. Berry now waits. Throws it right back to Cooper as they get across the timeline. Under 3 minutes to go. 71-60. Berry out to Trent. Deep three-point range. Right back to Berry. There's letting time wind off the clock. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Berry steps into about an 18-footer. Now out to Cooper. One dribble pull up. Hangs in the air. It's a bit short. Rebound comes to Nick Johnson. Ryan Skirtle up the sideline. Sets up Ibarra. Ibarra, no look to Logan Skirtle. Lob pass intended for Johnson. He makes the catch. Goes up, blocked, and it comes to Simpson. What a play from behind by JT Branch. Todd Franklin puts on the brakes across midcourt. 11-point game, 2:15 to go. Intensity continues to build here tonight. 2 minutes. Berry. Pass fakes now to Blake Trent. They're making sure he doesn't get the ball, but now he does. He'll try for three. Got it! 74-60. Have a night. The JUCO transfer out of Shasta College. 74-60. Floater Ryan Skirtle is good. 12-point game. 1:45 to go. Aaron Berry now. Berry. Nice pass right back to Blake Trent. Berry now will circle round, and he knocked it out of bounds off Aaron Berry, and a turnover. .135 to go in a 12-point contest. Ryan Skirtle inside. Calvin Carmichael will dunk it home, and a late whistle and a foul, and it'll count. A chance for one more. That seemed like an awfully late whistle. 74-64. Carmichael, a chance to complete the three-point play. Good, he cuts it to nine. Timeout, Eric Fundowitz. We'll take a break. 9-point game, a minute and a half to go. Here on KCNR 1460. How good is it?
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
74-65, minute and a half remaining. Simpson will have to go the length of the floor against this press. Jalen Cooper, Aaron Berry, Blake Trent, Brandon Moss, JT Branch. Moss has put in really big minutes tonight for Simpson. Quickly inbounded to Blake Trent, who returns the favor back to Cooper. Here comes the trap. Near side at Aaron Berry. Berry's now got to dribble it up the floor. Berry, bounce pass to Blake Trent. He's double. Now turns it over. Nick Johnson. Johnson, baseline. Ibarra for three. No. Rebound. Carmichael, but it comes to Brandon Moss. Cooper spins up the floor. What a move that was. He is fouled on that play. And he will get to the line. So Cooper will look to extend on what has been a very good night. Knocks down number one. Trying to extend it back to 11, he does. Jalen Cooper, what a phenomenal game tonight. Flirting with a triple-double will give you his minutes and a no-in. Now Ryan Skirtle is fouled as he lost it out of bounds. And the bench comes up on his feet for Simpson. Wondering where the foul call there is. It's going to be on Teon Martin. So Ryan Skirtle will get to the free throw line. 76-65. Cooper has 12 points. 8 assists, 6 rebounds. Very, very good night for that young man. Ryan Skirtle, first free throw is good. 76-66. 61 seconds remaining. And he knocks down both. 76-67. Teon Martin is in for this press. Berry now spins up the floor for Simpson. Back to Martin. Got to get it across here. Martin creating space to Cooper in the middle of the floor. And nicely done there by Simpson. They're going to have to foul here, right? Maybe not. Martin is going to be fouled. So Martin will shoot two as we are in the double bonus. Teon Martin's 2 of 2 from the line here tonight. First one is good. Give credit to Simpson from the line, 15 of 20. Back-to-back games, they've been very good from the stripe, and especially doing it when it counts the most. Trying to push it back to 11. And he does. 78-67. 48 seconds remaining. Inbound to Ryan Skirtle. Got to go the length of the floor. Skirtle bringing it up. Crossover step back now out to Logan Skirtle. He's doubled inside to Johnson, who quickly lays it in. Here comes the press. Simpson's got to handle it. Martin wasn't ready. Now they inbound to Trent. Pass fake back to Jalen Cooper. Cooper throws out the floor to Martin. Now Simpson has numbers if they hurry. Martin. Martin races into the front court, and he is fouled from behind, and he'll get back to the free throw line. So Teon Martin again will look to extend this lead back to double digits. Martin, first free throw. This one is too strong. Second one is good. Back to 10. Under 30 seconds. Second and a half difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Ryan Skirtle dumps out Nick Johnson. He doesn't want to shoot it. He'll give it back to Ryan, who will try and shoot it, and it's no good. Rebound is loose. Teon Martin went over to the official as Ryan Skirtle went to the floor after the three attempt, and Teon Martin said, thank you for not calling that. So Logan Skirtle was fouled on the rebound. First one for Logan Skirtle is good, who has 24 points. 7 of 8 from downtown. That's the only field goals he's made. And he knocks down both. 79-71. 22 seconds remaining. Cooper, retreat dribble now, and is fouled. So Teon will get back to the line. He's creeping closer and closer towards double figures because of these late fouls. He's got 8 points on 5 of 6 from the line. 23 assists tonight for Simpson. 23 for Embry-Riddle. The Redhawks, who did not shoot very well in the first half, have now brought it up to 26 of 52, right at 50%. The fifth foul on Gilbert Ibarra. And the Redhawks, 10 of 19 from downtown. Very good numbers. 17 of 23 from the free throw line. Got to be happy with the shooting numbers this evening. First one is good. 80 to 71. 17 seconds to go as Martin directing traffic before getting the final ball, the final shot on his free throw. And he knocks down both, 81-71. 17 seconds to go. Caden Herbert across midcourt to Nick Johnson, who will try from way downtown. He knocks it down, 81-74. Somebody's got to take it out here. Blake Trent will be that guy. And he inbounds to Aaron Berry, who's quickly fouled from behind, and he will get to the free throw line to shoot free throws. So we'll go to the other end. Simpson will be back at it Thursday right here in the Grant Center at 5:30 and 7:30. Of course, 7:30, the men's game, to take on Pacific Union. And then Saturday, that game will also be here on KCNR 1460, but also Saturday against UC Merced on the road in Merced. It is Aaron Berry's first free throw is no good. 10 seconds to go, still a seven-point game after the first free throw. I have to imagine. And second one is good, 82-74. Caden Herbert, they're going to try to get another open shot. Herbert, Ryan Skirtle. Skirtle gets into the paint, sets up Herbert, little jumper, got it. 82-76. Throws it down the floor to JT Branch, and that will do it. A very nice six-pointed win for Simpson, 82-76. They improved to 3-0 here in conference play, and a very, very big win for Todd Franklin and company. And gotta love the effort from multiple, multiple players. We'll talk about that as we take a break. We'll come back and talk about what happened in this one, and talk about our player of the game, and Todd Franklin will be joining us here as well, here on KCNR 1460.
Come to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, to learn about the various opportunities to volunteer at the theater. As a nonprofit, the Cascade relies on volunteers to keep the Cascade up and running. The Cascade Theater's new artistic director will be available to answer questions, discuss her vision for in-house productions, and let you know how to get involved with the theater. So come on down to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, from 10 to 1. We hope to see you there.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
We welcome you at postgame here on KCNR 1460. Connor Sutton. We're now joined by head men's basketball coach Todd Franklin. And coach, a comeback win again tonight, 82-76. You got multiple good players tonight who played very, very well. We'll start with Blake Trent. 27 points, 6 of 11 from 3, 8 of 13. I mean, he did exactly what you guys needed him to do tonight, hitting big shots, making big plays. How important is he for you guys?
Well, he's huge for us, and not just because of his shooting. He's actually, you know, people might not believe me when I say this, he's becoming a pretty decent defender. But once we started getting the ball inside, it really opened up for him. So, really, he ought to buy dinner for Man John and B-Moss. B-Moss came in and gave us some huge minutes being athletic.
So let's talk about those halftime adjustments. So, obviously, that zone made it really tough for you guys to get it inside the paint. What did you guys do? I saw you drew up a couple maybe different plays, or was it something you guys have worked on and just hadn't used in the first half?
Well, the biggest change is Man John was allowed to play second half.
That's
He got in foul trouble in the first 13 seconds. You know, so he sat 18 minutes the first half. Yeah. It's really hard to go inside-outside when you're playing with four guards. I know it sounds simple, but, you know, just something you don't spend a lot of time working on practice is four guards against a zone.
Yeah.
But, you know, they made their adjustments at halftime. I can't speak well enough of B-Moss being able to come in and really contribute minute-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. He had 8 points, 4 of 6 with 3 rebounds. Tion Martin had 10 points off the bench for you. But Jalen Cooper, I mean, he just filled the stat sheet tonight. When you guys needed a bucket, he came up with it. When you guys needed an assist, he had 8 assists tonight, just setting up multiple players. And he has really turned into the premier point guard that I think you guys have really wanted for this entire season.
He has. And, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off Tion being a freshman, you know, having to start a game. He's now sitting by Mike Hayworth getting the flow of the game, which is really important for a young point guard. It was almost unfair of him. You know, Aaron Rodgers had a pretty good quarterback to learn for few years, and we just threw him right in.
Yeah.
Now he's coming in relaxed and playing much better.
Yeah, absolutely. And JT Branch, although just 3 of 11, was a big presence down low, a couple big blocks. But really, overall, it seemed like defensively, you guys were just flying all over the place. Your rotations were on point tonight in the second half, and I know you got to be happy with that.
I am. You know, and the flying around the place is correct, but it's flying to the right spots and stopping. You know, we're not diving out of bounds for a loose ball so people cheer and now we're 4-on-5. We're actually getting to a spot and stopping, and I think we're pretty hard to score on when we play the gap the right way.
Well, Coach, 3-0 so far in conference, you got to be feeling pretty good about being a top here of the standings here early on.
It is, and now it gets hard. You know, we got one more at home. I've got a really good PUC coming into town, obviously play Antelope Valley tonight. And then we're on the road at Merced, so we got to take care of business at home.
And how do you deal with, now you're going to have a little bit of a target on your back. How do you guys deal with that as a team? Is it just stay inside, nothing changes, or do things change a little bit?
No, nothing changes in our attitude. You know, as coaches, we change things. You know, everyone wants to be the villain. But right now, hey, we're just playing well, and we just got to keep doing what we're doing. It's so easy to try to keep adding stuff, but be really good at two things. It's the whole in-and-out method.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it. Congratulations on the win.
3-0.
It's got to feel good.
Thank you.
All right. Really quickly, our player of the game tonight, Blake Trent, of course, 27 points. As I mentioned, a couple of assists, 5 rebounds. Jalen Cooper played extremely well as well. And this Simpson team just keeps on rolling, baby. They've won their last 2 games in pretty dramatic fashion against 2 very tough teams. 82-76 is our final score. We thank you for joining us throughout this night. And the Red Hawks are flying yet indeed over the Eagles. They with a 6-point win, 82-76 for all of us. Our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton saying so long. Final score, 82-76. The Red Hawks with the win, improving to 3-0 in conference. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Available in North Dakota.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda.
your journey secured.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory. In the heat of night, I've got troubles all along.
In the Heat of the Night is a TV series based on the motion picture of the same title. It starred Carol O'Connor as William Gillespie and Howard Rollins as Virgil Tibbs, who was pursued by the city government to join the police department to make it more diverse. The series originally ran on NBC for 5 seasons, premiering in 1988. Then it was picked up by CBS for 2 more seasons until its end in 1994.
In the heat.
Tune to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, we're back. 1-866-408-7669. Coming up shortly, Andy McCarthy will talk about the array of legal things is coming the president's direction, including the Mueller probe, which Catherine Herridge told us last night we believe is in the last throes, and we could have some type of conclusion report filed in February or March. We'll see where that goes. Meanwhile, the shutdown continues, and a meeting is supposed to take place today. Donald Trump is optimistic he'll be able to get something done at some point. I am not. I don't see any movement, and I think somehow Democrats believe they have to show their left flank that they're tough and they're not going to give in to the wall, and they cut themselves no maneuverability because they keep saying no wall money. Well, the president's not going to do anything without wall money. So it doesn't seem to be much play there, although more optimistic was Senator Lindsey Graham a short time ago. Ann, listening online in New Jersey. Hey, Ann.
Hey, Brian. I think you're awesome. Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
No problem. What's on your mind in 2019?
In 2019, well, this is for Mitt Romney. What a disgrace. I think he's extremely pathetic. I also think he's jealous that President Trump won the presidency. And I think it's his lack of tone that helped him to lose the presidency. I'm tired of hearing about Trump's tweets and his tone, his fighting back tone, his stance on putting Americans first, the country first, creating jobs, national security. That is what we want. We don't care if Donald J. Trump tweets in the middle of the night. We never did. I will never lose my support for this president, but Mitt Romney is a disgrace. He is completely pathetic, and I think it's his lack of tone that actually lost his bid for the presidency. I'm sorry, but Brian, this is a tough tone that I'm projecting here, but it is the absolute truth. Trump has done so many great things in his first 2 years alone, and I would like to say one more thing too. I think that Trump, from the beginning, has had to re-win his nomination, you know, when they tried to contest the convention. And, you know, he could never do anything.
I know.
Right.
You're absolutely right. After he got the convention, Ted Cruz was trying to steal his delegates. After he got it, then there was a nonstop attack, which he fought back on. There was released the Access Hollywood tapes. And some of the stuff was his own actions that got him into trouble. And just not coming clean on any type of Russian business connection, it would stop other people from discovering it.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
Casey and Danny Dollar, owners of Top Dollar Films, are premiering The Dragon Unleashed in Reading January 9th at the Cascade Theater. The Dragon Unleashed is an action-adventure film starring John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard fame. Over 90% of The Dragon Unleashed was filmed in Shasta County with local actors and crew. The premiere will also include a raffle of movie memorabilia, including a rare Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox signed by John Schneider. Join us January 9th at 6 p.m. at the Cascade Theater for the premiere of The Dragon Unleashed. This film is rated for mature audiences. For more information, go to Top Dollar Films on Facebook.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1969.
We find ourselves rich in goods, but ragged in spirit. Reaching with magnificent precision for the moon, but falling into raucous discord on Earth.
I have decided to order the immediate redeployment from Vietnam of the division equivalent of approximately 25,000 men.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. I'm going to step off the land now. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place.
Good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for $400,000.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice, and today we're talking justice that's out of this world.
It's weird. There's nothing here. It's Mars.
There may not be much earthly activity on Mars yet, but one day humans could land and maybe even start a colony there. Scientists and engineers are working through the challenges, but one forward-looking thinker is pondering the legal questions. Marco Kovic, president of a think tank in Switzerland, makes a point that laws that apply to earthbound humans may not work as well millions of miles away. First, he writes, who gets to colonize Mars? A country, a corporation, or some kind of international federation? Then, how would a Martian colony be governed? Would it be subject to the laws of back home or new regulations more suited for extraterrestrial life? And what if the colonists rebel and declare their independence? It could be 1776 all over again. Spacey stuff to think about here on Earth. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in. 1-866-408-7669. Busy Friday show, as usual. It was great to see C.J. Douglas, the colonel, fresh off Afghanistan a year prior, going to Iraq and Afghanistan twice. And that's what happens when you sign up for the military, especially in these days. They use you multiple times going back. And their sacrifice is tremendous. A guy who knows all about that and his appreciation is shown almost every single day. He's also a great friend of law enforcement, Congressman Peter King. Congressman, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Brian, great to be with you. Happy New Year.
Back at you. I know you have, you're one of the few with experience in something you wish you didn't, and that's minority status. How different does it feel?
It's deja vu. It's not pleasant. I mean, the reality is in the House, if you're in the minority, you have virtually no power. At least in the Senate, a minority, they can delay votes or they can object. In the House, but listen, it's up to us to make the case. In many ways, we have no one to blame but ourselves. We have to make a better case, better argument. And I was in the minority for 2 years at the beginning. We took over the House. Then for 4 years, from 06 to 2010, and we fought back. We have to do it again.
I guess that, yeah, that's what said. And what people are also forgetting is that you increase the advantage in the Senate. And
yeah, I mean, the Senate's in better shape. Obviously, President Trump is in the White House. Republicans control the Senate. And we still have significant numbers in the House. We have to make our case to the American people and get out there and fight. We can't be front side for ourselves. And we can't worry about egos. You know, the Democrats get bigger rooms. They control all that stuff. They control what comes to the House floor. That just makes it more of a challenge to us, that's all.
I tell you what, I don't think it was a highbrow big day for Democrats. I know they were happy to be in the majority, but the way they're already talking about impeachment, Congressman Sherman's going to offer articles of impeachment day one of being in the majority in the House. For what?
Yeah, that's the whole thing, trying to claim obstruction of justice. That's just such a – it's so wrong. First of all, it's – morally wrong to be trying to undercut a president when you have enough basis for it, but also constitutionally and legally, there is at this stage absolutely no basis for impeachment whatsoever, and it's really an abuse of the process. And so I'm on the Intelligence Committee. I've sat through the private meetings with almost all of the key witnesses from top to bottom. I've not seen one evidence yet of collusion, and to somehow accuse the president of obstructing justice because he speaks out or because he makes changes in the administration, that goes totally against the Constitution. Brad Sherman should know better. I think he wanted to be the first one in, so his name will be out there. But, again, I think that's the type of thing that it's bad, it's damaging to the country. But on the other hand, politically, I believe it helps the Republicans because I don't think people voted for Democrats because they necessarily supported Democrats over us. They wanted to change. They wanted to somehow break, I guess, what they thought was a logjam. But when they see this, it'll remind people what too many Democrats really are, and that's extremely to the left and willing to do whatever they can to bring down the president, and that's not what the American people want.
I would think that, number one, I know a lot of Republicans were not happy with President Obama or President Clinton. We know also that you are the people that did not support the impeachment of President Clinton, right?
Yeah, I voted against it. Now, certainly, I didn't approve of his behavior. All he did was wrong. But to me, a presidential election is almost sacred. I mean, that's the whole country comes together. They vote. We elect the results or not. That is the result of a four-year process. To undermine that, unless it's the most serious constitutional issues, to me, is just wrong. And I thought with President Clinton that what he did was wrong, but it did not violate the Constitution. It was not an abuse of his power as president. And it was a dangerous precedent to set. But it's even more so the case with President Trump, as far as there's nothing there to me that I've seen an awful lot, that indicates anything that would even warrant consideration of impeachment.
All right, I want you to hear what Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib said yesterday from Minnesota, Cup 14.
And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won, bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother.
That was a MoveOn.org salute to her success. In what chamber is that the language you should be using?
Now, that is really says it all about some people on the left in the progressive movement. That was wrong. It was disgraceful. And I would say the same thing if they were saying it about Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. That is outside any type of legitimate discourse. And it shows, listen, no matter who the president is, there's respect for the office. I obviously support President Trump and respect the office. But even if I didn't support him, couldn't even consider using language like that. Listen, I've been involved with a lot of tough language. You don't do it when you're talking about the president of the United States.
I wouldn't think so. But that is the spirit. I think the thing different from the outsider, you tell me if I'm wrong, Congressman King, it seems like the House turnover is not unusual, but the House turnover that brings so many congresspeople to the left of Nancy Pelosi is new. Don't you believe that Nancy Pelosi is in a different type of challenge now? She's got to watch her left and the middle?
Yeah, I've been in Congress with Nancy Pelosi for 26 years. I never thought I'd be in a situation where she is to the right of many people in her party. She's the moderate voice. She's the conservative voice. Now, she's not conservative. She's not moderate. But compared to the other people in her party today who are trying to tear the party to the left, drag the party to the left, she's in a very tough situation to hold that together, to hold together what mainstream Democrats, who to me would be too liberal anyway, but mainstream Democrats being pulled to the left by you know, these progressives who come into office this year. It's going to be very tough. She's going to be in a tough situation. And, again, this is a situation of her own making. But you can just see, I hear from talking to Democrats on the floor, the anger that they have about some of the new people coming in. Then you hear some of the new people complaining at the veterans don't know what's going on out there. So it's a real cultural divide. There's a philosophical divide. And there's also this generational divide in the Democratic Party right now.
Yeah, Congressman Peter King, if you don't know, it is a workaholic. But yesterday, the new Congress did vote to give you to send everybody home, give everybody off a three-day weekend or a four-day weekend. One of them is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's going to be featured on 60 Minutes. Remember, she beat Joe Crowley in that primary that was lightly voted on, and now she's become a media darling. But I'm always astounded by how little she knows about issues and how radical her beliefs and policies are. Here's an example from 60 Minutes we're going to hear on Sunday. I know it's a little long, but you got to hear this. Cut 24.
You're talking about zero carbon emissions, no use of fossil fuels within 12 years.
That is the goal. It's ambitious. And
how is that possible? You're talking about everybody having to drive an electric car.
It's going to require a lot of rapid change that we don't even conceive as possible right now. What is the problem with trying to push our technological capacities to the furthest extent possible?
This would require, though, raising taxes.
There's an element where, yeah, people are going to have to start paying their fair share in taxes.
Do you have a specific on the tax rate?
You know, you look at our tax rates back in the 60s, and when you have a progressive tax rate system, your tax rate, you know, let's say from zero to $75,000 may be 10% or 15%, et cetera. But once you get to, like, the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. That doesn't mean all $10 million are taxed at an extremely high rate, but it means that as you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
So as you should be contributing $7 of every $10 you make if you're successful. What's your take this philosophy?
First of all, I totally disagree with that. Also, it shows how out of touch he is, even with traditional Democratic beliefs. It was John Kennedy who cut those tax rates. They were 91%, 70%. He's the one who cut the high tax bracket down dramatically. And what he said was, a rising tide lifts all ships. He realized that you don't penalize people for success. Otherwise, if people stop making money or people slow down, that means there's going to be less jobs. We saw it under Kennedy. His tax cuts caused the economy to boom. And then Ronald Reagan came in 1980 and 1981, and the tax cuts caused tremendous growth in the economy. And we don't penalize people for success in this country. That just encourages begrudgery. The fact is that if people work hard and they get ahead, they're not hurting anyone else. They are putting more money into the economy. They are providing jobs for people. They're providing more opportunity. And this is really some kind of a 1930s socialist dogma. But again, I would go back to whether it's John Kennedy or whether it's Ronald Reagan, thinking in both parties historically, certainly for the last 50 years, has been that you don't increase taxes, or if you do, it's minimal amounts, and that you want to encourage growth. But again, you have many people coming in on the progressive movement. For instance, they're very critical of Israel, talk about occupation of the Palestinians, talk like that. And then when you call them on it, they say, I'm not an expert in that. I don't really know that much about it. Well, then how can you run for office in such a key matter and then say you don't know what you're talking about?
I mean, do you feel an obligation at this point? So like, everyone's got, you're great on terror. You're great on military. You're great on law enforcement. And the areas in which you're not, don't we usually try to just make them better? I mean, don't you try to learn other things to round yourself
Absolutely.
Out?
And certainly always want to be learning more about different issues, but mostly before you speak out on something, you really want to make sure you know what you're talking about. Because words have consequences. I mean, there are people who would listen to these progressive candidates and figure, geez, they're in Congress. They must know what they're talking about. They must have some idea what they're talking about. Then you realize in many cases they don't. And so to me, you have an obligation not just to yourself, but to the public and also to the Congress itself to be as informed as you can before you start taking key public positions on major issues.
So I don't understand what the problem is. With this wall / fence. I thought the president jumping off the wall and jumping to the fence was going to be his compromise, but that doesn't seem to be good enough. What bothers me most is all these men and women are on the record supporting a need for a barrier, a wall, and a fence in the past. I mean, Dick Durbin, 2006, listen to him talk about the need for a fence.
We are building 300 or 700 miles worth of fencing or barriers. Well, I have to say that leaves a lot of area uncovered. And it's, I guess, not a leap of imagination to believe that people will find a way to go around this wall, around
this
fence.
The same Dick Durbin that he wants more wall in 2006. Listen to Schumer.
Construction of a 630-mile border fence that create a significant barrier to illegal immigration on our southern land border.
Here you go. I mean, how do you convince people that already believe you're right, that you're right?
Yeah, this is, again, total hypocrisy by so many leading Democrats. And part of the reason for it is they feel locked in now by this progressive base in their party. I know Chuck Schumer. I think he would love to be in a room bargaining and negotiating with Donald Trump. Each of them thinks they're the smartest guy in the room. Each of them thinks they're the smartest New Yorker. They would love to negotiate. But the thing is, if Chuck Schumer gets into negotiations or if Nancy Pelosi gets into negotiations, they run the risk of being attacked by their left-wing base. And right now in the Democratic Senate, you have people like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, who are keeping the party on the left. And you see it in the House with these progressives who are tying down Nancy Pelosi. And that's part of the problem. I'm hoping now that both Chuck and Nancy Pelosi have been elected to their positions, they will have more leeway to bargain and negotiate. But again, it's wrong for the media to let them get away with this, for Nancy Pelosi to say it's immoral, when so many Democrats have both voted for and supported all this in the past. It's really, again, they don't even make any attempt to justify this change in position.
I'll let you get on with your life and deal with this last question. This seems to be a lockout shutdown that's going to last. But, you've seen stuff like this before, and you've also seen the two sides come together and surprise everybody. How do you see this, Congressman King, playing out?
I'm hoping – I feel if it's not done in the next few days, it could go on for too long a period of time. The meeting at the White House today, I don't want to be overly optimistic, but I think now that the elections are behind in the House and Senate, that there's a chance for an agreement or a deal where maybe both sides can claim a victory and go on. Because it's wrong. There's 800,000 people there who are innocent parties who are not getting paid. And a lot of them live paycheck to paycheck. And on the other hand, the president, to me, the fact that he's shown he's willing to negotiate here, the Democrats have an obligation, really, to the country to come at least halfway.
He is Congressman Peter King. Not easy to be a New York congressman in New York and be a Republican, as well as Lee Zeldin knows that feeling as well. Congressman, have a great weekend. Thanks so much. And by the way, you are my congressman.
You're right. I have to represent you. That's the toughest thing of all, Brian.
I know. I'm impossible to explain, but you have to accept me.
Okay.
Go get him. Congressman Peter King, thanks so much. And we know the WABC audience knows Peter King quite well here in New York. 1-866-408-7669. That's our number. We'll find out more, and we'll hear from you next on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Talk. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Nobody is saying, guys, this is 10 years. No headlines are saying 10 years ago he apologized. Nobody's finding the apologies. Nobody's finding the footage from where I had to address it. And I had to address it and apologize and say I understand what those words do and how they hurt. I understand why people would be upset, which is why I made the choice to not use them anymore. I don't joke like that anymore because that was wrong. That was a guy that was just looking for laughs and that was stupid. I don't do that anymore.
I hope he returns to the Oscars. He explained it. Ellen is trying to work that out. It would be great. I don't care about the Oscars, but I care about the political correctness. It's just swamping everybody in every element, in every aspect, in every occupation, and every walk of life. So maybe Kevin Hart is powerful enough to push back and be the first one to do so successfully. Rick, who's on WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I appreciate you letting me on your show. Man, I love you. Watch you every day.
Thank you. And you're a combat vet yourself, 22 years?
22 years. Went to Afghanistan in 2002, February, and did multiple deployments until 2000. And, you know, over the years of going back and forth, I mean, I was home 2 months out of every year for 11 years. And then after I retired, I was with Special Forces, trained with the SEALs, IDF, you know, all those good people out there. And seeing things change is it's quite a big difference. Some of the stuff that is going on over there now is totally different because of what we're going through with the new president. And I am a diehard Republican. I love listening to you and Fox and Friends in the morning. And I love your book. But the thing is, how can Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters be protected under the First Amendment? But in the military, if you go and speak bad about a general, they're going to court-martial you.
Yeah, it's civilian. Yeah, it's a big difference in the military and the real life. Thanks, Rick. Len, listen, and thanks for your service. Len, listen on WTRC in South Bend. Len.
Happy New Year, Brian.
Back at you. What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to give kudos to Colonel Douglas and our combat vets from another veteran. I appreciate their service also.
Yep, he's still here, and he thanks you. So how do you feel about this whole the political mess we're in right now?
Well, I'd like to give you kudos for keeping these important subjects before the public. However, I think there's been a misdirection. Senator McConnell could have taken care of this by keeping the Senate in order and passing the House bill that gave the Trump border $5.9 million to secure it.
Yeah, but they say you need 60. That's the problem, Len, and they don't want to do the simple majority thing. That's the nuclear option. Thanks for listening.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Democrats added federal dollars for abortion in their proposed bill to end the partial government shutdown.
The 1,000-plus page bill, which the Democrats passed as their first act of the new Congress, attempts to restore significant U.S. funding of abortion internationally. Published reports in the Christian Post and Washington Examiner indicate the House bill, intended to fund the government through the end of the 2019 fiscal year, would override President Trump's revocation of abortion funding under an expanded Mexico City policy and would increase U.S. funding to the U.N. Population Fund by an estimated $32 million. These items are among the presidential objections which have received Mr. Trump's intention to veto. George Bonzani reporting.
The shutdown's entering its 17th day Sunday. Another meeting of opposing sides on Saturday didn't move the needle one way or the other in breaking the stalemate, so both sides plan to meet again on Sunday. Russia says it's too early to consider exchange of an American man being held in Moscow on suspicion of spying.
Russian authorities detained Paul Whelan late last month. His arrest led to speculation that Russia could be using him to bargain for the release of Maria Butina. The Russian woman pleaded guilty earlier in December to acting as a foreign agent in the United States. But Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybakov says it's premature to discuss a possible swap because Whelan hasn't been formally charged yet. Officials have not provided details of his suspected activities. Whelan's family has said he was in Moscow to attend a wedding. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has launched an ambitious plan to stimulate economic activity on the Mexican side of the U.S. border. He's going to lower slash income and corporate taxes down to 20% from 30 for about 43 municipalities. Also, he's going to increase the minimum wage to $9.07 U.S. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
In New Orleans, they're getting ready for the start of Mardi Gras on Sunday.
A number of events are planned for the first day of Mardi Gras, such as a parade through the French Quarter honoring Joan of Arc. January 6th marks the day the Bible says the three wise men reached the baby Jesus. For weeks, the city is taken over by elaborate parades and people gorging on sugary king cake. Towns and cities in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama also host their own parades and events. The last day of Mardi Gras season is Fat Tuesday, which this year falls on March 5th. I'm Julie Walker.
The National Society of Film Critics has chosen Chloe Zhao's low-budget debut feature, The Rider, as the best picture of 2018. The Society of leading movie critics voted for Olivia Colman as best actress in The Favorite and Ethan Hawke as best actor in First Reformed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Small business issues often win bipartisan support on Capitol Hill, but given the divisions in the incoming 116th Congress, advocates for companies have low expectations.
Even after lawmakers deal with a partial government shutdown, a Democratic House, a Republican Senate, and ongoing investigations of the Trump White House and campaign are expected to be obstacles to much small business-related work getting done. John Ahrensmeyer, CEO of Small Business Majority, says company owners may see more movement in their states. Ahrensmeyer says governors are, quote, more aggressive than anyone in helping small business. Issues that small business advocates expect to be on government agendas in 2019 include health care, taxes, employment issues, infrastructure, internet privacy, and paid leave. Jeremy House reporting.
Harold Brown, defense secretary during the Carter administration, died Friday. He was 91. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's 2019 already, and we're 2 days into a 2 days into the new year and 13 days into a brand new shutdown. Fantastic. With no end in sight, this hour we're going to be joined by Admiral James Stavridis and Charlie Hurt, who was never an admiral, but is very, very important. Fox News contributor, columnist to the Washington Times. And if you're smart enough to have downloaded the Fox Nation app, you are watching us right now on a radio show, which is really a television show, too. Thanks so much for listening. This year, in 2019, we've added 33 new stations, and we're thrilled that all of you are on board. For many of you, you're listening for the first time. For many of you, you might be listening on Sirius or getting the stream. Thanks so much for joining us. Let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
The matters that relate to the divisiveness that's been part of our political environment, I'll speak out if I feel the need to, if there's something significant. And I think it's important as I begin this new job to make it very clear where I stand.
Yeah, I think it was really clear that where you stood, which is against President Trump. The sideshow we didn't think would open for at least a few months moved center stage this week. Romney versus Trump, the sequel. I'll tell you why Trump wins every time and why Mitt should rethink his battle plan.
Number two.
This isn't breaking a glass ceiling. This is breaking a marble ceiling in the Capitol of the United States.
Really? Okay, your speaker again, day one of a brand new Congress. There's more GOP senators, you wouldn't even know that, but a house in the hands of the Dems. We'll discuss what we can expect.
Number one.
The $5.6 billion is such a small number, and we're talking about national security. This isn't just a border. This is national security. This is health and wellness. This is everything.
Day 13 of the shutdown. My prediction, this one will last a while. In the short term, the president will take the blame. Long term, the pressure will reverse on Pelosi and Schumer. But Mr. Insider, who pretends as if nothing ever bothers him, I never see this guy not happy and smiling. Charlie Hurd, welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Great to be with you.
Well, first off, the shutdown. Am I right on the shutdown? Do you get the sense it's going to last a long time? I do.
I absolutely do, and I think you're, more importantly, I think you're exactly right about how the blame works. Obviously, right now, Democrats, they always win in the short term, the fight about whose blame it is when there's a government shutdown. But, this is a great fight. This is exactly the fight that Trump wants going into a new Congress and into a new year, a fight over what he sees as straight up and down border security. And whatever you say, you can tinker around, you can complain about some of his proposals, but at the end of the day, the people that have been in power for a very long time, both Democrats and Republicans in Congress, have completely ignored this issue forever. And he is the only person that's on the scene today who has taken it seriously and has offered real new dynamic solutions to, not that I agree with all of them, but to actually address the problem.
There are issues that really are worthy of a very, a deep debate. I always bring up stem cell research. There are smart people on both sides of that issue, and that is a very interesting debate to have, and there's really no wrong answer. It's who's got the power to make something happen and move forward when it comes to medical technology. When you talk about cultural issues, I am bored with it. But this is not cultural. This is not nationalistic. To me, this is basic. And the problem is, and the problem for Democrats is, their own statements are working against them, and so are the facts. Here's Ron Vitiello on Special Report last night. He's the acting ICE director. Cut 21.
So I was in the Border Patrol for 33 years before I was asked to be the acting director in ICE. And I was very disappointed to see in that room today that there were people who were in this discussion that were saying a wall doesn't work. I can tell you that through 33 years of my experience, half of which was on the line, those agents need an enduring capability to slow people down as they come across that border. It provides an anchor for them to add technology, access roads, and patrol response to protect that border. You always have a safer border where you have that barrier.
Now, 33 years experience as opposed to probably never left San Francisco. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And so much of this debate over the past 20 years or so has been defined by this identity politics that Democrats have been very successful at. And by basically accusing Republicans, anybody who is in favor of doing something about border security, of somehow not liking people from other places or somehow being racist. And Democrats have been very successful. They're shameless about it. And Republicans have kind of almost bought it. Republican politicians have bought into it, and they're terrified of being accused of that. And so they've sort of laid over and given up. But the bottom line is that when you have 50 people a day reaching the border, as we do today, who are in need of acute medical attention, that is a crisis any way you cut it. And if you think the best way to handle that is to just accept those people and deal with the medical conditions that they arrive with, if you think that's just insane, there are hundreds and thousands of wonderful charities out there for dealing with people who are sick in other places, and I applaud all of those things. But the idea that you're going to have a border where that's being overrun and you have these medical issues, the absolute best way to deal with it is to do something that prevents people from being drawn to the border in the first place to make that dangerous trek. And that is the best way to avoid the tragedies we've seen where, we've had two children die in the last in the last month or so. The best way to deal with that is to seal the border so that people are not tempted to make that dangerous run.
Right, and if there's a way to speed up our legal immigration system, I want to do it. There's ways that both sides agree we should do it. The work visas, the student visas, the whole green card system. You know, if you're going to charge the people, these refugees from Guatemala, a high fee, they're not going to come. I get it. So if there's a way to do that where we're screening using E-Verify to crack down on the illegals here, let's do it. I hear that both sides agree on that. But this is the one side in which you cannot get a Democrat to agree on border security, even though they used to. Listen to what the president's up against. The future speaker, she'll be speaker in a couple of hours, Nancy Pelosi, this morning on the Today Show, cut 8.
Are you willing to come up and give him some of this money for the wall? Because
No. Apparently
that's the sticking point.
No, nothing for the wall. We're talking about border security. There is no amount of persuasion he can do to say to us, we want you to do something that is not effective, that costs billions of dollars, that sends the wrong message about who we are as a country.
If you don't compromise, then why isn't the shutdown partially your responsibility as well?
It has nothing to do with us. It has the president saying, I will hold 6 agencies of government hostage to my campaign promise that I was going to build a wall and that Mexico was going to pay for it. That is so ridiculous.
Okay, say Mexico's going to pay for it, I always thought it was stupid, to be honest. It never made any sense to me. You know they weren't going to write a check. If there was a compromise solution, there would be something interesting. But putting all the pressure on Mexico was something I knew we couldn't fulfill. I get that. But you could see she has no depth to any argument. She only has a position.
Yeah, and this is why I think that you're exactly right about how, in the long run, Trump winds up winning this. Because if you step back and you look at the big picture, yeah, in the first couple of days, it's going to be, Trump is going to take it on the chin about this. But the big picture is that the reason Donald Trump won on this, making this argument about border security, isn't because border security is something that only right-wing, crazy, conservative Republicans care about. It's something that people across the spectrum care about. It is an 80-20 issue, a 90-10 issue. People in America, Democrats and Republicans, if you strip away all the talk, the partisanship, the vast, vast majority of Americans want a secure border. And we talk about all the semantics at the border, whether you call it a wall, a fence, or that's not the word. Wall is not the word that is causing a problem here. The word that's causing a problem here is Trump. And these Democrats, they're just absolutely dead set against being seen as agreeing with Trump on anything.
Charlie, here's the other thing. Real life news is getting in the way of the Democrats' point of view.
Absolutely.
Because of what's happening in San Diego, when you have 150 people at 2 o'clock in the morning storm the border and start hitting our men and women with rocks as we try to grab their babies that are being handed over, and then we got to shoot tear gas, but not at them, in their general direction, in order to not offend people who are storming into our country. The other thing is real news and old news. Let's go back to 2009. This young senator, never young, Senator Chuck Schumer, cut 23.
Construction of a 630-mile border fence that create a significant barrier to illegal immigration on our southern land border. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now.
You can't make it up.
Did Donald Trump leave his prompter up or something?
Exactly.
I mean, is this unbelievable?
Yeah.
It's exactly what Trump is saying. So he was confronted by WCBS at the airport yesterday. Listen to this exchange. Cut 24.
No, none of them have wall in it. Zero. And that's why no wall was ever built.
So
there is not a nickel of wall up. Because
what's
none of those have
nickel and between a wall and a fence.
A lot. It's not just fencing. A fence works. You ask the experts. A big concrete wall is expensive and doesn't work. Whereas drones, you don't just need fencing. You need drones, you need helicopters, and you need roads. The agents can't get people crossing the border because they can't get there.
It's a Ponzi.
Did you see that he told Trump, "I'll take your fence over a wall"? It's done.
No, it's such a game, and these people have been playing it for so long. And then again, and even liberals or Democrats, they throw up these stories that they think help them, like those two children dying at the border. you know, they think that that somehow is going to help their argument. It doesn't. It undermines it. It only reinforces for most people the importance of securing the border. And then you have a case like, you know, the case of Corporal Ronald Singh, who was killed by allegedly by an illegal alien in California at a routine traffic stop. You know, those an illegal immigrant who is living the American dream and supporting his family, killed by an illegal immigrant, part of a violent street gang. Stories like that do everything to reinforce the message that Trump is trying to deliver.
I don't watch a lot of CNN, but I do watch. I haven't seen that story. They might have seen it, been a reader. They're not talking about that story when the sheriff gets up in Newman, California, and says the politicians are causing this to happen.
But it's, you know, you can't suppress news like that anymore. You know, you've got the radio, you've got you got everything. People will find that a story like that moves on, has its own legs.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Here is Dick Durbin in September 2006, cut 27.
We are building 300 or 700 miles worth of fencing or barriers. Well, I have to say that that leaves a lot of area uncovered. And it's, I guess, not a leap of imagination to believe that people will find a way to go around this wall, around this fence.
I'm going to take some calls in just a second. 1-866-408-7669. But is this that's Dick Durbin saying, I'm worried there's not enough of a barrier.
Yeah, so that's why I say the semantics at the border are not the word wall or fence or barbed wire. It's Trump. These people, they just refuse to give anything to Trump. And, you know, as much as these people, they're being clouded by their hatred of him. It's the, you know, it's the old Donald Trump derangement syndrome, and they can't reason their way. They can't reason their way through anything because they're just so blinded by hatred for the guy, and it's going to hurt them.
Charles,
this is going to be the shortest. You know, I predict that Nancy Pelosi in 2 years quickly demonstrates why people threw Nancy Pelosi out of power 6 years ago.
And if she didn't learn anything at her advanced age,
she didn't
about leadership and being effective and keeping that job, then she's a lost cause. She can't argue any issue. I don't think she's a good politician. She's a good person to raise money because she has a lot of it. Number one, and number two, she uses leverage over people. But she can't go depth on any issues.
She is a fantastic power broker, and it's what she's really, really good at.
But don't look for her to win any debate.
No, no. You can't let her out in public in terms of winning over a popular argument or anything like that. But it is interesting, you know, obviously she probably will get elected speaker, but it's interesting that you know, in years past, she's always had opposition from the old blue dog Democrats, but now she's getting opposition from both sides, both conservative wing, whatever's left of it in the Democratic Party, but she's also getting all this opposition from the left wing.
Yeah, when we come back, we have information on something we did not know earlier, a little of Charlie Hurd's college background, because we're having a debate on the need for a high GDP. GPA, GDP. I would hope you're...
My GDP is definitely higher than my GPA. I don't think I had a GPA that registered.
He says that he does not care about GPA. He has no idea what kind of grades he got in college.
Except for my children.
Because we were debating this in the break.
If any of my children are listening, listen to your mother.
Right. Quick tweet. The president's just tweeted this. The shutdown is only because of the 2020 election. The Democrats know they can't win based on all the achievements of Trump, so they're going to go all out of the desperately needed wall on border security and presidential harassment for them. Strictly political. And special thanks to KOAL, 750 AM in Price, Utah, and WAAL. AM in Ann Arbor, Michigan, some of the 33 new stations we have in the family of stations on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
They come after me because I'm a very effective legislator.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA HEPA filtration, two UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The WAVE Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose WAVE Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
WAVE Home Solutions.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender. America will get better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You gentlemen seen your midterm grades yet?
Oh, they're not posted yet, sir.
I've seen them. Mr. Kroger. Two C's, two D's, and an F. That's a 1.2 grade average. Congratulations, Kroger. You're at the top of the Delta Pledge class. Mr. Dorfman, 0.2. Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
And that, of course, from that documentary, Animal House, that we know all about. Now, in case you do not know, Charlie Hurt was having a conversation with me before he hopped on because to be an intern on Fox, you need a GPA of 2.5. So I asked Charlie casually, what's your 3.0? What's your GPA? And he said, I have no idea. I don't even know my grades.
Do you know
college.
What yours was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
because
my God.
I wanted to graduate magna cum laude, and I did a senior project of late history of late night television. Should have been a layup A, and they gave me a B because they accused me of having an actor play David Letterman's voice when I actually interviewed David Letterman, and they gave me a B and said, "What's the big deal?" So it really burned me about my college. Now I ask you, and you say you had no idea. You said you wouldn't even tell me what college you went to, and we found out, Charlie Hurt.
Now, I went to a wonderful college.
Sydney College.
Yeah, exactly. Down in Farmville, Virginia. Or right outside of Farmville, actually. Farm Vegas, as we called it. A wonderful college, and I learned a lot. I had some magnificent courses.
But?
Great professors in history, political philosophy, literature.
Did you do homework?
Well, if it was a class that I loved, I did homework. I did take, I think, 2 years of Russian. And if I had made a D in Russian, that was a gift. But I remember in high school, the only reason I got out of Spanish was because my Spanish teacher never wanted to see me again because I was such a terrible student.
But Spanish and Russian, two tough subjects, by the way, at 8 years old.
Spanish? That's not tough.
To learn two languages?
No, that was just because I had to fill a requirement. Oh, no, I took Spanish because they told me it was easy. It was the most difficult. To this day, I'm just baffled by Spanish.
Well, put it this way. I didn't. They told me if I wanted to work sports in locker rooms to learn Spanish, it would be the best thing to make me invaluable. I never learned it. At 8 years old, you were managing editor of your local single sheet publication with your brother?
Yeah, we started it. The Gilmer News and Gossip. We would cover all kinds of mayhem around
you. You are an enterprising man. Yeah. You just weren't emphasizing grades. That's it. Hey, Charlie, we'll follow you all over the channel, all right? And read the Washington Examiner, if that's okay.
Washington Times, thanks a lot.
Times, that's better.
Yeah, that's right.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is, so long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's Forever Furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley in every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A patriotic FedEx delivery man makes the Dean's List. Marine veteran Mike King stopped on his route when he came upon a fallen flagpole and a crumpled Old Glory on a family's front yard in Ferndale, Maryland. It was a windy day and Mike couldn't bear to see the flag down, so he carefully folded the flag into a proper triangle and tucked it safely into a box on the family's front porch. The Cook family wasn't home at the time, but their surveillance camera caught Mr. King performing the patriotic act. Gail Cook wrote on social media, "I hope he gets the recognition he deserves. I can't thank him enough." She noted he took time out on one of the busiest delivery weeks of the year, right after Cyber Monday. Facebook users from across the country praised Mr. King in the comments section of Ms. Cook's post. Cindy Nichols wrote, "How awesome. Brought a proud tear to my eyes. Thank you, Mike King, for being a kind person and a patriotic one as well." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We were supposed to be out of Syria many years ago. If you remember, we went to Syria for some spot hits. And that was 5 years ago. And we never left. I don't want to be in Syria. We're getting out. And we're getting out smart. And we're winning. We're winning. I never said I'm getting out tomorrow. I said we're pulling our soldiers out. And they will be pulled back in Syria. And then we're getting out of Syria.
And that is the president moderating what he was saying earlier, which was we were getting out right away, which had everybody panicked. We immediately started losing some ground, and the Kurds started losing some ground in Syria. And thankfully, Senator Lindsey Graham and others have gotten to the president and showed him the wisdom of sticking around a little bit longer. I think 2,000 people in Syria is something worthy of debate. But pulling them out all at once is not worthy of debate. It is flat out wrong and bad. Admiral James Stavridis knows all that. He's got a lengthy resume, which would take the whole segment to go through. But just know, former military commander of NATO and currently a member of the Carlyle Group and author of several bestsellers, the latest one, Sea Power, The History of Geopolitics of the World's Oceans. Admiral, welcome back.
Great to be with you. Happy New Year, Brian.
Back at you. Admiral, are you a little bit relieved that the president's slowing down the pullout?
I really am, Brian, and you and I had this conversation just a week or so ago, and I'm in complete agreement with the analysts who say pulling out now would be a big mistake. When I was Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, had a lot of troops in Afghanistan, Iraq, and in Syria, the way to go about managing these kind of conflicts is slowly and deliberately, although that is frustrating, Now I think we've got some time and space to make better decisions. Let's continue to analyze it, but I think we're going to find 2,000 troops are a good investment in Syria.
All right. So the president's got about 6 acting secretaries, including an acting secretary of defense. So he also has taken on a few generals, including General Mattis and General McChrystal. But I want you to hear a little bit more of what he said on Syria. Cut 37.
Syria was lost long ago. It was lost long ago. And besides that, I don't want, we're talking about sand and death. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, you know, vast wealth. We're talking about sand and death. We want to protect the Kurds. But I don't want to be in Syria forever. It's sand and it's death.
He also went on to say, in fairness to him, he said, I don't like the fact that the Kurds are selling oil to the Iranians. I'm not sure that the Iranians need the Kurdish oil, but they do have oil fields, and the president doesn't want them dealing with that. But the Kurds do have good relations with the Iranians. But what's your thought on this?
I think overall the president is channeling a lot of Middle East fatigue that is legitimate and felt throughout the country. And I get that. I understand that. On the other hand, broadly speaking, it's a critical region of the world. It's not only oil throughout the region, but it's also trading routes. It is subsurface minerals. It's the oceans that flow through this part of the world. All of that means we need to be engaged. Now, Brian, we don't need 300,000 troops there like we had in Iraq and Afghanistan at peak when I commanded NATO, but we do need 15,000 to 20,000 total spread across the region. Here's a concept I know the president understands. That's leverage. You make a small investment, but you get allies, partners, and friends like the Kurds to do the fighting, like the Afghanis who are actually doing the fighting. It's a reasonable strategy, depends on allies, and depends on being faithful and true to those allies. That's the second reason pulling out of Syria and abandoning the Kurds would be the wrong move.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, as I equate it even simpler as a civilian, not a person like you who spent decades in the military, if you say we're going to pull out of that region and you're going to support that, understand that we've dropped our guard. We've dropped the intelligence, the information that we need to make sure there's not another 9/11. There's not another embassy attacks. There's not another coal bombing. And that is very real. And we did drop the ball there. We weren't going to be in Afghanistan. You know, we weren't, you know, we're going to worry about that. We were out. And guess what? The war came to us. There's no reason to think that a more sophisticated enemy won't do the same exact thing should we decide we don't want to do this anymore.
That's exactly right, Brian. And that applies to Afghanistan or to Syria, which could potentially become a terrorist super state. So make that relatively small investment of our troopers, keep them there, support them, leverage with our allies. That's a good and reasonable strategy. And we ought to also recognize, Brian, that if we just pull out, who is the beneficiary in addition to Iran? It's Russia, which has moved strongly into that area and will begin to encroach on the oil, onto the strategic ports, onto the minerals, and control the seas in the region. It would be a mistake. Look, the president gets some things right. I'm the first to call it when he does, but on this one, he's just wrong. The other day, he said, you know, I think I'd be a pretty good general. You know, Brian, you've met me. I'm about 5'6 on a good day. I think I'd be a pretty good power forward in the NBA, don't you? I think on this one, he needs to listen to his generals.
I got that. I don't expect the sarcasm from you. It took me a second. But, you know, I would say a point guard. You know,
a shooting guard. Yeah, that's a shooting guard. High school, believe it or not.
All right, shooting guard. Yeah, I know you have to be athletic, especially to achieve what you achieve. You're a Navy SEAL too. Didn't you go through SEAL training?
I did not. Gosh, I wish I would have. But,
oh, okay.
No, I'm a destroyer officer, but I'm a two-sport Division I NCAA athlete, tennis and squash.
That's amazing. All right, so the president also spoke about Afghanistan. Now, this is what I do like, and you might not like this. I don't mind that he is being very demanding on his leaders, saying, we've been in Afghanistan 17 years. He's stepping back, not in the play-by-play of how we got here. And he is pressing them to come up with better answers. So he went after Mattis a little bit. Saying, I wasn't happy with what he did in 2 years in Afghanistan. He was pretty happy with me when I gave him $700 billion. What's Admiral Shabrita's take?
I think on this one, I'm going to score the point to General Mattis in the sense that, Brian, we have reduced the troop strength there from 150,000 down to about 15,000. Under Jim Mattis and some of his predecessors, we made those declines. So what General Mattis is saying is, let me keep the 15,000. I'll use that as leverage to motivate, train, and equip 300,000 Afghans. That's where all the casualties are. We are not losing troops in Afghanistan, but we're still holding the Taliban off, and we are going to be able to bring them to the negotiating table. That's how this thing needs to end, not with us simply withdrawing. So on that one, I'm going to score it for Jim Mattis. But I'll tell you one where I think the president's in the right place, and that's in North Korea. He wants to have another summit. He wants to move negotiations forward. He's supporting Secretary of State Pompeo. So as all of us, he gets some right and he gets some wrong, in my humble opinion, on Afghanistan. I think he's got it wrong when he goes after General Mattis.
Yeah, I want to pivot there in a second, but he did talk a little bit about Afghanistan and how Russia, the Soviet Union, became Russia.
Russia is there. Russia used to be the Soviet Union. Afghanistan made it Russia because they went bankrupt fighting in Afghanistan. The problem is it was a tough fight, and literally they went bankrupt. They went into being called Russia again as opposed to the Soviet Union. You know, a lot of these places you're reading about now are no longer part of Russia because of Afghanistan.
So he said that they had a right to go in because they were getting attacked. What was the real reason why the Soviet Union went in?
They went in partially because they saw a rise of terrorism in the region, but really they went in to attain ports into and a pathway into Pakistan. This was part of a grand Soviet strategy that never came to fruition. I do want to take issue on one historical point with the president. The Soviet Union didn't break up because of their illegal invasion of Afghanistan. It broke up because of the staunch work of President Reagan. I really believe that this is where Reagan stood for the country. He built our national defense back. The Soviets tried to keep up with us. That, in the end, is what cracked the Soviet Union. They couldn't keep up with the American economy under President Reagan.
But you would agree with the president that that did play into Afghanistan, did bleed them in every way?
I think it did bleed them. I think that's a fair comment. It contributed to the eventual dissolution of the Soviet Union. And I'll tell you another way that it did that the president didn't mention, but I think is more important than the blood and the treasure. It was the lack of allies. Once all of those Warsaw Pact countries saw that the Soviet Union was not a reliable ally and supporter because they had propped up the Afghan government, then they just walked away, kind of like the president's talking about walking away in Syria. That's when the Warsaw Pact countries began to say, maybe the Soviet Union is not a reliable ally. That would be a mistake for the United States to make today.
Warsaw Pact, the counter to NATO, which fell apart when the Soviet Union fell apart. So I'm going to pivot to North Korea quick. I saw two encouraging things over the weekend. I guess it was the State of the Union address for China. They said President Xi talked positively a little bit about our president. And in their editorial in their state-run newspaper, they talked about conflicts with the U.S. is inevitable, but then these problems are solvable and that we need to work together. I found that very interesting. There wasn't America's in a bad place and they have no right to have this illegal trade war. There was none of that rhetoric that I picked up in the translation, number one. And then number two, in North Korea, you had Kim Jong-un walk down in a suit to look like a fireside chat instead of a military unitard, whatever he wears, to talk about this military conflict that's inevitable.
Exactly. I think you called both those exactly right. I mean, Kim Jong-un is clearly trying to signal that he wants to make a deal, and I'm all for him in that regard. I think that he's going to have to give up his nukes eventually. We don't have to force him into a corner here. And I think China, to your point, Brian, correctly sees that Korea can be a point of cooperation between the United States and China. Let's face it, we need some because it's in nobody's interest for the United States and China to stumble into a new Cold War or, God forbid, a hot war.
You know, and I do get the sense that China really is getting scared economically, and I think that we are a little concerned. We are concerned as well, and there's something the president can control. Within that 90 days, cut a great new trade deal with China, and he could make history, number one. He can't control the Fed. He can't control many aspects of the economy. But, man, if we put together a revamped trade relationship with China that we can verify, that would do a lot for the markets, and he's all about money.
I completely agree, and I'll just add another shrimp on the Barbie, which is to say North Korea can be part of that. It can be part of a larger bargain with China that includes not only the trade piece, but the intellectual property piece. The other irritants in the relationship, I think, can be resolved over time, and I think Korea could be a very positive part of that. Yes.
All right. All right, so those are the other things. Now, the President of the United States, we know he's trying to get NATO to pay more. You were happy for that. He says that he likes the fact that he has 15% trustworthy, 15% approval rating in Europe because he says, I'm the president of America, not of Europe. David Ignatius came up to this conclusion on another network. He's a foreign policy journalist that I really think knows his stuff with tremendous contacts. Cut 40.
He does.
I put myself in the minds of French or German leaders. If they listen to Donald Trump, they have to doubt the traditional NATO commitment that if a European country is attacked, America will put its own cities and people at risk to defend that country. And if you're Europe or Germany, you begin to think, I'm not sure that's a good bet. So I think we will see in 2019 a move toward a French-German military alliance leading the way for Europe, a separate European force. Who's going to provide the nuclear umbrella for that force? Well, it won't be Britain. Now, because Britain's out of the EU, it presumably will be France. That's one of the big changes in the strategic picture that we don't talk much about.
Can you back him up on any of those assumptions?
I can. I think they're all broadly correct. And in fact, I would say it's not in the realm of the impossible that the Brits, who do have very capable nuclear ballistic missile submarines, would in fact throw in as part of a ancillary relationship to the European Union. Remember, we really haven't seen the end of the novel on the European Union and Brexit yet. So I wouldn't discount the fact that Britain could do that. France certainly has capable ballistic missile submarines. I think Europeans are going to be more independent. The question is that good or bad for the United States? I think I'm concerned when you start seeing those Europeans drift away and you look at the history of the 20th century, we'd be better served strengthening our ties with NATO. However, they need to spend more and get up to that 2% of GDP goal. I agree with the president on that.
Admiral, what's the name of your upcoming book?
My next book is called Sailing True North, 10 Admirals and the Voyage of Character. Brian, it looks like you do in your books where you talk about an individual character, Andrew Jackson, Thomas Jefferson. This looks at 10 famous admirals and the choices they were forced to make in developing character in their lives. So
love it.
History meets character meets leadership.
Well, having you in studio to talk about it. Thanks so much, Admiral. You just gave us a master's course in world foreign policy. Appreciate it.
Thanks always, Brian. Have a great new year, and we'll talk soon. Brian.
Absolutely. Thanks, Admiral. Hey, I mentioned we have 32 new stations. Here's three more. KOAL and 750 AM in Price, Utah. WRMN, Welcome in AM, Elgin, Illinois. And WTTB, the listeners on that AM station in Vero Beach, Florida. We really appreciate you being part of the Brian Kilmeade Show. Calls now.
President Donald Trump on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Yeah. You are fair.
Thank you.
You know what? Your truth is, you hit me when it's needed. You
right.
do. I mean, you do in particular, right?
Right?
But the fact is, all I want is fair. I don't want anything else.
Always keeping it fair.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thanks, great.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
In Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you hear something in the woods, you tell me. If you hear something in the water, you tell me. But under no circumstance are you allowed to take off your blindfold.
That was Bird Box. I wasted 2.5 hours of my life watching Sandra Bullock, who I'm a huge fan of. She was in a bunch of. Who was the movie where she was the beauty queen?
Miss Congeniality.
She was fantastic.
She was
kept
amazing.
Me on the edge of my seat. The other thing which she was great in was
Was it The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds? I don't think that was the one you were thinking of. But she was so funny in that as well.
No, I'm talking about the one I can't believe it.
No, with Keanu Reeves on the bus. I can't think of the name either.
Speed. I didn't watch that. I'm talking about the one with the football player.
Yes, from the Ravens. What was the name of that? She played Leanne Tui.
Blindside.
Yeah. Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, Pete. Pete, take your time coming in. I mean, come on.
I'm just getting over the fact that you actually like Miss Congeniality. I'm just floored by that one.
Jose, listen on KSEV at 700 AM. Hey, Jose.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. Welcome to Houston.
I'm sorry. Say that again, Jose.
I said, thanks for taking my call and welcome to Houston.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to be in there. I love Texas. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, all this conversation, I think we need to go back and look at the elementary question in this. And I think the elementary question is, do we have a country, do we have a nation to defend? Every definition that I look that composes a nation, we do not meet.
Jose, let's continue this on our next edition. I appreciate it. Go to BrianKillme.com. Go to Kill Me Condensed. Recaps every show like this one.
We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA filtration, 2 UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The Wave Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose Wave Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy...
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.